starts the Don and Mike Show.
Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 2007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Will you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in the company. They're extremely rich, and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
Just people, it's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Let me remind everybody, please, for the love of God, use protection.
Use two.
Use two if you have to.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, you are on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
My name is Christy. I live in Wichita. And I just want to let you know, I called to let you know that you guys, I've been listening to you for about a year. I don't get to listen to you at work, but I listen to you on the way home from work and on the way back to pick up my kids. And you guys crack me up every day, to the point that when I pick up my kids, my three-year-old gets mad at me because I'm always laughing so hard, I can't talk to her.
I love
That is so nice of you. Very sweet.
You know, you guys are great.
Thank you.
And my husband and I never see each other because we work opposite shifts, but you are our connecting point.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, well, that's so nice. And you're calling from Wichita, and we want to say thanks for those great ratings on KFA.
Sure. I'll spread the news.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
What a nice call. Yeah. I like to get those calls. Never get tired of getting those calls.
Don and Mike Show.
Hi, I got Don and Mike.
So few and far between.
So very rare.
Hello.
Hi, I got a question for Don and Mike.
Yes, what would the question for Don and Mike be?
The question is, I want them to bring back an old voice from the days of WAVA.
And I have a question for you.
Sure.
Do you have a radio there?
Yep.
Okay. You are so stupid. Turn the radio up, please.
Why is that?
Turn it up, please.
Turn it up now.
Yeah. Okay. You are so stupid. Thank you, Don.
And then the guy gets mad at me. After he spends 10 minutes with us.
There you go.
Talking about some old bit. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, my name's Gregory, and since you guys are on the topic of Charles, I thought I might call up today since I couldn't get through yesterday.
Yeah.
I'm a decent-looking white guy, and I'd like to be with two black women.
Listen, this is all the stuff we're going to have to work out in an episode next week.
On our special day, and we'll let you know what special day that is close to when the special day is going
to
come.
You know, actually, we'll probably have to have at least part of a day to set up all the people for the special day.
Oh, my God.
Right, yeah, that's
okay.
Why I was calling.
All right,
today.
Well, next week, you know, we got a full show today.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
Thank you. Now, listen, generally, you can call, and you can be as happy or as stupid as you like. Just please master the 10-second delay.
Yeah. And yes, we have determined there is a need.
There's not an excuse for that. If you listen to the show and you don't know when we come on and say, hi, Don and Mike, hello, Don and Mike, and you still don't know it's us, then I'm going to have to give you that radio test.
And it works. And that was a beautiful example. At least he was able to follow the directions of turning the radio up.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Another lesson learned.
You are on the air.
Hi. Our station just went to commercials.
Well, what station is that?
KJFK in Austin.
KJFK. Well, maybe what is it? Sunspots? I don't know.
No, I don't think
so.
We're doing the show.
Yeah.
Yeah. They
realize that.
They're normally pretty religious about running this show.
Yeah.
Turn the radio up. Can I hear? Not that I don't believe you, but can I hear, please, in my own ears?
It's the Army's enlistment bonus program. What's the catch?
Okay. Hey, stay on the line a second, okay?
Okay.
All right, we'll call them up right now.
Yeah, let's find out what's going on at KJFK.
Yeah. Okay,
that's the one down in Texas,
is that?
Right?
Austin,
Texas.
Down in Austin. We get a lot of calls from Austin. It's very successful down there.
Yeah.
We're right in the middle of something there.
Yeah. Did you just say yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, lady. Hello? No. Hello?
Hello, can you hold
me? That's Don and Mike.
No, hey, this is Don and Mike. Are you guys running our show today?
Yes, we are.
Are you running commercials right now?
I'd have to hang up the phone to hear.
That's probably why they're getting all the calls right now.
Would you put us on hold and let us hear what you're running on the air?
Okay.
Thank you.
Without paying for two tickets.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe they had some board operator screw-up.
Sometimes, you know, their sweaty little hands hit the buttons accidentally and they start commercials inadvertently. And it happens. It's happened before.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello.
Hi.
Yes, I'd like to talk to Don and Mike.
You are talking to us now.
How you doing, guys?
Right.
Right. Don.
What?
Mike. Mike, played a great course today over near Annapolis, South River. I was wondering if you played it yet.
I don't take golf calls from guys that take 20 minutes to get to the point. There's really nothing more to say, sir.
Nothing more to say.
Yes, I'm terribly sorry.
Okay.
All right.
Give golfers a bad name when you make these kind of calls. Very, very frustrating. There are a lot of highly intelligent golfers that could have called that would have been much quicker on the trigger there.
Just some guy out playing golf on a Friday.
He wants to.
Had a couple of happy hour martinis, feeling good on the way home.
That's right.
Wanted to call his friend.
Yes.
Mike O'Mara.
And say that he played a golf course. And I'd like him to try very hard and imagine, if he will, how little I care.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Good afternoon. Yeah. I just thought you'd want to know that with the radio station down in Texas, also KKMA out of Sioux City, cut you guys out for about 20 seconds.
You know, I bet that might be a network problem then.
Maybe yeah. So.
Maybe the network feed went down and the station's just dumped out of the show and it went to commercials.
Sunspots.
I thought you'd want to know.
Okay, listen, thank you.
No problem.
Well, now, why wouldn't it be sunspots? Just because it's not sunny here doesn't mean it's not sunny somewhere else.
I was really laughing at the entire concept of sunspots.
That sounds like
what somebody would... No, I'm aware of what
sunspots... That's a valid concept.
No, I'm aware of what sunspots are, but I think of sunspots as something like you would see on an old person's hand.
I love Don Mike's show.
Those, of course, are
age spots.
Those would be age spots.
City, Maryland?
Age spots. Yes, hello.
Hey, is this on your end or our end?
Yeah, boy, I tell you what.
Your signal's like...
I tell you what, man, we have got a plugged-in audience.
Yeah, everybody's calling right now.
Who knows? Sunspots, the autumnal ones, usually only happen the first week of October. So
who the hell knows? Hello?
I don't know.
Here's somebody on our inside line. Hello?
Hi, Don and Mike?
Yeah.
It's Daryl from Austin.
Hello, Daryl.
Your signal.
Do you work at KJFK?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, you know, we have just found that out, I guess, that there's a problem with the network feed.
Oh, is it? Okay.
I guess. I just made that up. I don't know.
It's good, though. So you lost the signal, Daryl?
That is correct.
Okay, thank you.
Appreciate it.
All right, bye-bye. Wow. What a coincidence. We also have an engineer named Daryl.
All right, now what button do I press to get the network here?
You're preparing for a totally different style.
That was Norv Turner.
No, but the diehard will fit nicely in your bike's adore.
Well, we got all kinds of buttons here.
Almost
so many buttons. I don't know what any of them do.
Father used some because...
No?
Dick Van Patten was covered with sunspots.
Hello? All kinds of buttons here.
Huh?
Hello?
So
many buttons. Well, that's the delay. All right, that's us on the network.
Hey.
Oh, Charles Broyhill.
Yes.
How you doing, buddy?
Fine,
hello, Charles. How are you? Did you call the network?
Yes.
And?
Sunspots.
Huh. Sunspots.
Sunspots.
What did I tell you?
Very unusual.
Goddamn sunspots.
Every time.
Hello. Don and Mike Show. That's going to be the name of my rock band.
You know, I understand.
Donnie's goddamn sunspots.
You can get rid of sunspots if you use a little porcelana.
Hello?
Yes.
Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I was going to tell Don that that in celebration of Wichita, they ought to play that clip from Planes, Trains, and Automobiles with that redneck where he comes up.
I got a question.
Yeah.
How come we got people? I love our listeners.
I'd like to point out after the golf call, just to make myself feel better.
Yeah.
He was directing this to you, Don.
I know, but I'm just going to ask something. How come people will listen to the show, okay, and they recognize our voices,
yes,
and they call the show,
right,
and when you pick up the line, you hear a definite, hello, Don and Mike Show,
mm-hmm,
and those people never know that they are talking to us. Why is that,
sir? Are you throwing that to the world, or are you directing it at this guy?
Well, I'm a pretty stupid guy, though. So.
Well, kind of at this guy, but also kind of at the world. I mean, you just got to think, when you call the show, when we pick up the phone and say hello, you know, don't be surprised by that. Don't imagine that you're talking to...
It surprised the hell out of me, actually.
Right? Well, why would it surprise you?
Well, you know, you just try and you try and you try to get through and
And then I pick up the phone and I think very distinctively. Now, understand, I'm not busting your chops.
No, I know.
I'm just trying to get this point across to our audience because collectively, if we took all the time that we have to waste with people going, hello, Don and Mike Show, hello, can I talk to Don and Mike? I mean, you know, hell, I'd have another day off. So let's just move it along.
I understand.
When you hear my raspy voice, you are on the air.
Wow.
You're on the air. Yeah, baby. Sunspots.
Can I shower y'all with praise for a minute?
No. See, you could have, except it's the time that you took at the beginning of the call.
Too much. I'm sorry.
Thank you, though.
Thank you.
Goodbye. So sunspots affect the radio signal. Do they also affect the brain?
Hello. Don and Mike show.
Could you be in a certain area of the country and have the sunspots affect, you know, the brain waves as well as the radio waves?
And then you would be like, Jacko, me brain hurts.
You'd be sitting there talking to somebody, you're having a nice lunch, and you said, yeah, we had a great deal today. I'll tell you something. The deal almost went, yeah. Oh, there's Phil with his sunspots. I'm okay now.
And not Jacko, Michael Jackson Jacko.
Jacko from Australia.
Jacko who did the battery commercials.
Oi!
Who is this?
He had a song out called Me Brain Hurts.
Yeah, that's right. And he was the Energizer spokesperson for about a half an hour.
Hello?
Don and Mike show?
Yeah.
Hey, are we on delay or what?
Oh, come on, are you doing that just to make me mad now?
No, I'm just kidding, Don. Am I live?
Yeah. Yeah, buddy. Yeah, well, you're live.
Okay. Well, I'm heading out for a swingers club tonight, and I just thought I'd tell you guys that, and I'll give you a report next week.
You're going to a swingers club?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, can you tell us about this swingers club? Have you been before?
Once.
And was it a pleasant experience?
Yes.
Going by yourself?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I thought if it's swingers, I thought that's like swappers.
Bring some single guys go, too.
What a sweet deal that is for single guys.
Not cheap.
Oh, you pay for it.
Well, you're
going to a horror house.
Well, you know.
All right.
Yeah.
Guys go to those places all the time.
Yeah, I mean, that's just the average run-of-the-mill sex.
Yeah.
Do I make you horny?
Paying for sex. Nothing out of the ordinary.
Oh, hello. God, what's the matter with that guy? Sunspots?
Don and Mike show.
Don.
Yeah.
Hey, this is Eric calling from Virginia. I'm just calling to let you know I was on once before and won a game, and a lot of these people don't realize you're saying Don and Mike show. Well, that's what they say when they answer, if Rob A. answers the phone, or Charles, or anybody else. They're saying that, too.
Jesus. Jesus. Can't you people tell the difference between when Mike and I are on the telephone and when someone in the back room is picking up the telephone?
I think there's an enormous difference between our voices and Jimmy's voice.
Jimmy mumbles. Jimmy stutters.
How nice, no?
Jimmy's always drooling, always eating, always chewing on something.
I mean, really, say Don and Mike show. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Okay, that would be the difference between...
Hello, Don and Mike show.
That's the way it sounds when Jimmy answers the phone.
You just, you know, from our end, it doesn't seem that terribly confusing.
It's very frustrating.
Hello. There, and then you got someone who just hung on through all of that, and we finally were ready.
Someone was afeard. Someone was afeard to actually come on now.
Don't be afeard of us. Hello. Don and Mike show.
Yeah. Want to talk to Don and Mike?
Yes. There you go. My point exactly.
Sorry.
Yeah, buddy.
Hey, I got a suggestion for your little trailer at the beginning of the show.
Listen, boy, two strikes, one more strike, and you're out.
It's a great one, though.
We accept no suggestions from our audience.
No ideas.
No ideas.
All we ask is that people simply play by the rules.
Don't second guess.
Our rules.
Enjoy the show, and if you don't enjoy the show the way that it is, well, then go listen to a station that plays 10 in a row. Please, don't be offended by that, but I don't care about what your stupid idea is for the show.
But it's not...
Jesus Christ.
It's not...
And I guarantee it'll be some lame-ass idea.
No, it's great. It's Arnold. Nobody's ever heard of before.
Arnold who?
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
What about Arnold Schwarzenegger?
It's a classic line from one of his first movies.
What is that line?
The one where he says, "You should not bake and drink."
Yes.
Have you heard that?
Yeah. And?
It'd be perfect for the beginning. You know?
Wait a minute.
See what I meant? Yeah. See exactly what I meant?
You called it. You're serious?
Yeah.
You think this is a good idea?
Yeah, I think it's a great idea.
Why?
I don't know. I mean, how do you define a great idea?
It didn't come generally,
from you guys, so maybe it doesn't, you know.
See, this is what's exactly my point.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, guys like you,
okay.
Listen,
well,
there's a reason that we're doing the show and you're listening to the show.
Right.
Please, just embrace your role on the show. Your role on the show is the guy that listens to the show. Our role on the show is the guys that do the show.
If nobody called in, then the show wouldn't be.
Oh, we're not telling people not to call in.
Just not guys like you.
Yeah. Well, you know, the thing is, guys like me make up your audience.
I appreciate that. I just wish
MIT. I don't think out there listening.
Listen, we have a highly educated audience. I know you wouldn't believe it from the retard telephone calls we take, but we have a highly intelligent, affluent audience.
Yeah. Right.
We do. I swear to God we do.
Well, I believe that, but then you need my element to entertain those people. So
No. Listen, that's the thing. Why can't you just please let us do the show? Please? Please?
Well, you know, if you don't like the suggestion, you certainly don't have to take it.
Well, I still don't understand the suggestion.
You don't understand.
There's one moment in some stupid Arnold movie that this guy thinks is funny, and he thinks it would be a wacky tape to play for 2 seconds at the beginning of a four-hour show.
Every day? You want us to play it every day, sir?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. That's what I, you know.
And what would be the joy in hearing Arnold say, "That's why you should not bake and drive"? Why would that be funny every day?
You should not bake and drink.
Bake and drink.
Yeah.
Why would that be funny?
Well, it's just the way he says it.
Was it bacon drink?
Well, I mean, it's the same way about, you know,
Hold it. Do you ever hold it when somebody tells you to hold it?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Do you do that with people? Do you do that, like, in a cocktail party and stuff like that? When somebody, like, says something and you just prattle on?
No, generally, no. I'm usually have very, very good manners, but it's
what?
You know, well, you guys interrupt faster than I can get my thought so.
It's because the more you talk, the more I hear dials turning off across America.
Well, I certainly wouldn't want to be the downfall of your show.
That's right. You sure wouldn't. Well, you wouldn't, but you called, didn't you? So bacon drive, or bacon drink.
Drink, there you go. Get it right.
That is funny. That's funny.
And is it bacon drink or drink and bake?
It may be drink and bake.
So now you don't even know what the line is that you want us to play every day.
I'll admit to some confusion, but I'm sure you have people that could research it and get it right.
Why would we care? Why would we care?
Well, because I think that's the beauty of your show, is that it's about nothing. It's about stuff people don't really care about.
I think the beauty of the
show...
You're
wrong. If we did a show that was made up of stuff that people don't care about, no one would listen to it, you moron.
I think the beauty of the show is that we actually take time to analyze these kind of calls, because there are other shows that would not waste the time.
God!
And it entertains me.
But don't you take any credit for this.
You are flattering yourself. You dunce!
No, I'm not. I'm not a dunce.
You dope!
No,
you rebo! God!
No, no.
I wish I had a big piece of paper that I could roll up and make it do a dunce cap and make you sit in the corner for a half hour and say over and over, don't bake and drive, or don't bake and drink.
Is there an elder or a woman or someone you're close to in your life that could tell you the truth?
You're not gifted.
I'll seek someone else.
Are you single?
Some type of, yes.
Of course you are.
Okay.
See, there's no one in your life like a wife who could just bring you back to reality and tell you the truth.
Well, you guys are married.
Yes.
Right.
Well,
that's right.
You get on the radio and do the same stuff every day. I mean, haven't they ever said, come on, guys.
You've got all the answers.
Another level.
You've got all the answers, don't you?
No.
What do you do for a living? Let's analyze your job. What do you do?
I'm a sales rep.
What do you sell?
Electrical products.
What kind of electrical products?
Construction products. Electrical construction products.
Mm-hmm.
Are you good at it?
Yes.
You set any sales records? Are you salesman of the month, salesman of the week, salesman of the day?
No, not recently.
Not recently? Why is that?
How come you're not selling right now?
Because I'm talking to you guys. You're right. It's Friday afternoon, 4 o'clock.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Well, I mean,
I thought I had a semi-intelligent suggestion. Thought it would be funny, but I...
Well, then you get, you know, and then you want to, you know, want to say that we do the same stuff every day, and you know we don't do the same stuff every day. We do all
not
sorts
the same
of different stuff.
But the same
you said it.
Type
you
of
said
stuff.
It. You said it.
Okay. Well, I stand corrected, but, you know, it's the same type of stuff. It's the same...
If it's the... Okay, then that begs the question. If it's the same type of stuff, why do you listen to it all the time if it's the same stuff?
It is entertaining.
It's the most entertaining show
getting
you can listen to.
Getting on the phone
to.
With people like me...
Climb off my ass. Climb off my ass. Okay?
Whatever you want, Don.
Okay. What I want. Oh, what I want is that button.
You mean the button that would explode?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just one listener a day. That's all I would need.
And this would be the guy.
The worst listener you've had today.
You, far and away, you're the blue ribbon winner.
Get out of here.
You know why? Because you don't have anybody in your life to tell you how stupid you are.
Did your mom ever tell you you were stupid?
Yeah, how about a mom? A mom or a dad? Did they ever tell you, hey, really, shut that mouth occasionally because really stuff comes out that you really don't intend to come out.
I've done stupid things, listen, but no, I'm not stupid.
Listen, I'm sure that you're a real nice guy and you have a real good heart, but you're just a super pain in the ass and you're dumb, Cletus. You're slowing our show down, so go to hell. All right?
Sure, man. Whatever you say.
God damn it. Someday, Mike. Someday.
All right, guys. Been nice talking.
All I need is one a day. I could just kill one idiot caller a day. Oh, I'd be happy.
Your audience would be gone. I mean, eventually.
No. See, again, you missed the big point. The big point is our audience, and we have research to back this up, is highly affluent, highly educated. Highly educated.
Okay.
Really?
College degree. I mean, you know.
Okay.
It's not highly educated.
And you know something? The statistics would bear out that the percentage of people that actually call is very small in relation to
less than 1% of all listeners.
Okay. And also, the percentage of people that call, there's an even smaller percentage of bad callers. We actually like most of our callers. So you are in the ultimate minority of individuals listening to this program.
You're among the most hated of our listeners.
Let me clear that up for you. Let me clear that up for you and tell you that that is not... Not you, okay? That is, you are in the absolute minority, and I'm trying to say this and be as nice as I can, that you are not the overwhelming majority of people that listen to this show.
No.
Okay.
You're just too dumb. You have to realize that.
No, I do not. I cannot accept that. No, I'm not dumb.
Well, that is our court's findings. You are incredibly dumb, bordering on retarded.
Well, it's a good thing that you're not running the country, then. I guess I'm up from...
What? If I was running the country, you know what? Guys like you, you don't want to know what I do. You don't want to know what I would do with society's rejects like you.
He pulled back. Wow. It was going to be awful, though.
You don't know what I would do with guys like you. Wow. Anybody with an IQ below 75?
Right.
Goodbye.
Oh, no.
Goodbye.
All right. Goodbye.
Okay.
Hang up.
All right. I'm hanging up.
No, but... Guys like you never really hang up.
Whew. Oh, man. That's like, and you know something? When that receiver hits the cradle, that's like having a nice breath mint.
Yeah.
It's just a fresh, minty taste that I got in my mouth when that guy hung up.
Listen, does everybody dig where we're coming from on this? I swear to God, we love everybody that calls this show and everybody that listens to this show.
We do.
But if I take one more call from a guy like that, going to slow us down, going to try to tell us how to do the show with something that I knew would not be funny. Yeah. It was nothing. Some tape from an Arnold Schwarzenegger movie. Oh, God.
We had to take the time simply to explain our point.
Don and my show.
Don.
Yes, buddy.
Can I please vent?
On what?
On the fact that you have a whole bunch of ignorant people trying to contact you and telling you how to run your show.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. But we love them. We just wish that they would not do so.
And I think we did quite a bit of venting there. I mean, if you want to add a brief vent, that would be cool. But otherwise, yeah, it might be piling on a bit.
Otherwise, there's plenty of ventilation in this room.
Can I give off just one little scream so I can release this anger? You were
in
a good mood earlier.
I'm still in a good mood.
As am I.
Although I could be snapped out of it at any moment.
One little scream?
Okay.
Thank you.
Good.
Thank you, sir.
That's all right. I don't mind that. See, I don't mind if our show hits an emotional note with you. Even if you are listening to the show and you hate it so much,
sure,
it's passion, man. That's what makes our show happen.
Passion.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, my name is Shauna.
Yes, hello, Shauna.
And me and my dad and my Uncle Eric are pheasant hunting in South Dakota.
You're pheasant hunting?
Right now?
Yeah.
Fire a gun.
Huh?
Fire a gun right now, little girl.
Fire a gun.
Fire a gun.
Right. Okay, this isn't it, okay?
That's the sound I need to hear right now.
Okay.
Let me picture. This is one of our callers.
This could be kind of cool. This would this be the first gun we've heard?
There it goes.
Yeah.
Okay.
That is the perfect palate cleanser.
Oh, fantastic.
Oh, that is so nice.
Yeah.
Oh, good shooting. Good shooting. Thank you.
Okay.
All right, goodbye.
Goodbye.
Oh, boy. Hope they get lots of birds.
Goodbye, little girl. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You like football, Mary?
Yes, I do. I'm a big fan.
Up the magic line.
song.
Yeah, one of my favorites.
Who would have thought it wasn't really about a dragon, huh?
What do you mean?
You know, the whole drug thing.
No, I don't know. Why don't you tell me?
Some people think that to pop the magic dragon means they're really to smoke a marijuana cigarette.
Well, Puff's just the name of the boy's magical dragon.
Right.
Are you a pothead, Falker?
No. No. What? No, 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 Jack. No, I'm not. I pass on grass all the time. I mean, not all the time.
Yes or no, grass?
No. Yes. No.
The Don and Mike Show. They rock. And that's for Tim, the Don and Mike Show.
Lady in the bathtub.
Yeah, well.
Now, by this time, you've had plenty of time to slip into your Calgon bath.
Oh, and by the way, it's strawberry just for you, Mike.
Strawberry. All for my jelly. Thank you.
Bueno.
Baby.
Bueno, Arbusto. And you're in the tub right now?
I am in the tub, Ken. As a matter of fact, I got my little loofah.
A loofah.
I got my loofah.
What's a loofah?
It's one of them fancy sponges that gets to all the nooks and crannies.
Is it a sponge on a stick?
Well, I've got a loofah that goes over your hand, and I have one of those like little koosh ball things.
Or is it like that thing that Ironhead Hayward uses in his commercial?
But Ironhead.
I have them both.
You have them both.
I have them both.
But Ironhead, what do I do with this thingy?
Well, I think you know where we all want you to wash right now.
Well, Don, you like the left one, right?
The butt?
No.
This one's the left breast.
No, she said the left one.
Oh, I thought you said the last one, not the left one.
She was giving you your proper location.
Yes.
I was giving you the left one, Don, because...
Yes, I'll take that, please.
All right.
Clean it vigorously.
Clean it good.
Shout it out.
And there's something that you should know, Don.
Yes.
I don't have Stevie Nicks bus line. I'm a 34 double D.
Scrub extra hard. Make those scrubbing bubbles work now.
Yeah.
Yes, bravo.
All right, now, please take care of Mike on the right.
You ready, honey?
Yes, righty is ready.
Righty is ready.
Yeah, go for it.
All right, here we go.
Oh.
Feel them bubbles in that strawberry.
Oh, my.
And now, if you would please take one of those cleaning devices and go down and clean the buzz area.
But there's a problem.
What's that?
Well, the buzz area isn't really the buzz area. It's the baldy area.
Oh, wow.
I want to tell you something right now. That oogies me out, man.
Why?
So you're a smooth operator, huh?
No, I just got back actually from Barbados, so I had to do like the bikini shave.
Yeah.
So there's a little there. But...
Well, now, did you have a wax or a total shave?
Well, I had a wax done before I left.
In that case, you must wear a truly tiny bikini.
Itty bitty teeny weeny. No polka dotted bikini.
I don't like that, man.
But, I mean, there's
that, that weirds me out. I'm sorry.
You see hair on the bikini when you have your bikini on? That's gross.
Well, now, there's a difference between a neat and tidy waxing and...
Well, no, it's not like totally buzzed off.
Okay. All right, good. Well,
that's okay. That's fine.
Does it look like the stubble on Don Johnson?
No.
You know, like a Miami Vice type beard?
Yeah, you know how you see those Playboy bunnies and they buzz it up?
Yeah.
Like that.
That's cool.
Yeah. I mean, there's some there, but...
That's fine. That is A-okay.
It's not like the top of Buzz Burbank's curly little head.
That's fine. That is fine.
All right,
okay,
Buzz.
Go ahead.
One for you, honey.
For Buzz.
Very important.
Absolutely.
This is great. I'd like to do this every day. A different woman taking a bath for us on the show.
All right.
And now, well, let's hear some more splashing, please, Kim.
Oh, a little more splashing. You got it.
And finally, clean that Rabe area, please.
The Rabe. It just kills me every time you guys say that.
Yeah.
One for Rabe. Woohoo!
Oh, my.
Boy, sounds like you're enjoying yourself as much as we are.
Well, you know, guys, I hadn't thought about taking a bath until you said I should slip into one.
Yeah.
So now I'm going to slip into the tub, sit here, listen to you guys, and think about what could have been if you weren't married.
Oh, my.
Good golly. Like, I won't think about that tonight. All right. Thank you, Kim.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks for the bath.
Great job,
bye.
Kim.
Call us back if you want to dry off.
Oh, absolutely, if you get my back.
Right.
Oh, boy.
Mommy.
Wow, boy, she just carried us all away.
Oh, crap. My wife started a period today. That's a fact. That's not a joke. That is a fact. She went to the store today.
Trust me, don't look at me. I knew it wasn't a joke.
She got the industrial-sized box of tampons, like 100 of them in there. Hello? That means no love for me tonight. Hello?
And you're going to get home all hot and bothered after Kim.
Yeah, after the bath lady. And the other bath lady, who was nice in her own way also.
That's right. Yeah, the other bath lady was good, but sure. I think Kim elevated
Kim.
She elevated it to an art form.
Hello, Donna Mike.
Where are Busto guys?
Right, hi.
I can't believe it. Just as you told her to clean her buzz, Sacramento dropped it for basketball, and I just fell off of my chair.
Oh.
That's a bitch, ain't it?
Oh, my God.
That's too bad.
All right. Well, you missed when she went to her Rabe.
Go Kings.
God.
Go Kings.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm calling from Sacramento. We just got cut off.
I know. Listen, it's the station's got a contract with that team.
Man, and I just had my beach towel spread out.
Is truly a cruel thing for those people to deal with.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
I cannot believe that you just told America about your wife's period.
Why?
That's nasty.
Well, I think it's nasty, too. That's why I won't do anything when she's having her period. What?
What'd you say? I said she puts up with enough, don't you think?
No. Listen, that's a fact of life.
I admire your wife. Because I listened to her calling in, and when she yelled at you for telling some secret about something your son and she said do not discuss on the air,
I was
so glad she let you have it.
I didn't discuss that, incidentally. I didn't discuss
that.
You honored that.
Caught you just in time.
Well, she is having her period.
Well, that isn't nice. How would you like it if she said, oh, my husband's using Preparation H to America?
Oh, you know
I'm
what?
So glad you brought that up. Wait, hold on a minute.
As a matter of fact, I think we had that discussion last week when my wife mentioned on the show that I had a problem with hemorrhoids.
Seen the new Preparation H commercial? I saw it for the first time last night.
Right.
This is one where the guy is actually sitting on a bench. I think he's at a basketball game, and they show the guy, and it is the grossest Preparation H. This is Preparation H taking it to a whole new level. You see the guy actually sitting and squirming and looking uncomfortable.
You know what they should have?
What?
They should have a woman who just had a baby, because that was me. When I had my child, I had the worst hemorrhoids.
Yeah, she's giving you a hard time for talking about
fetus. Here you are talking about your hemorrhoids.
Well, I'm not in the area, am I?
No.
Oh, my goodness.
No, you only call the live radio show. No, we're taking this call during our commercial break.
Hey, listen, I want to know what you guys look like. I have an idea in my mind. You're always asking people what celebrity they most look like.
Do you remember on the Leave It to Beaver show?
Yeah.
Do you remember Lumpy Rutherford?
Yes, I love Lumpy.
That's who we look like.
Both of us.
No. This is what I think. I think, Don, you look like Rush Limbaugh.
Oh, well, thank you.
I love your voice, by the way. Your voice. It's
thank wonderful. You very much. That's very flattering.
I love that.
Let's wait for the other shoe to drop.
God, I'm nervous now.
No. Mike is tall, dark, and handsome. I picture him with black hair, those crystal blue eyes.
Right.
And just a gorgeous face.
Perfect. Yeah. You aced it.
Is that accurate?
You aced it.
Am I accurate or am I way off?
You're beyond accurate. You're very wrong about Don, but you're absolutely right about me.
Yes, Kreskin, you are correct.
But you have a great voice as well. I'm one of these people that love voices.
Uh-huh.
One of the things that, in terms of appearance and things like that, voices really turn me on.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for that wonderful comment.
And I have more than enough hair down there.
We know. Hello. Don and Mike Show.
I can't wait till you see this commercial.
Hi, Don and Mike.
It's a commercial that takes it to a different level, where the guy's sitting there and going, does the pain of hemorrhoids issue? And you see the guy going, oh. I mean, really, showing his agony. It's terrific.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi,
Buzz.
Hey.
Hey, I just want to let people know in Boise, if we're going to... your show's talking off the air, we all got to pull together and make sure you stay here.
Well, listen, now, all kinds of controversy on today's show. Mm-hmm. All I know is that the station in Boise, Idaho, that we've been on for, I don't know, a while, a couple of years, KFXD, they were recently purchased by JCorp Broadcasting.
Right.
And that's a rival company of the company that we work for. And when that has happened, since there's a battle between JCorp and CBS, a lot of times if there's CBS product on the JCorp station... they canceled the CBS product to put their own shows on. So I'm just let the people in Boise know that that's something that I've heard might happen.
Well, then all us Boise listeners need to call the station and make sure it doesn't happen.
Well, we got a lot of great fans in Boise. I hope it doesn't happen.
Me too.
All right. Thank you, my friend.
Ashes to you. Have a good day.
So many battles to fight.
34 days till Tyra Banks.
Yeah.
Live in studio.
Think she'll take a bath for us?
Oh, God. Would I love... Oh. Would you? Could you imagine if we had a tub in here?
Mm-hmm.
And we said, Tyra, just in a bathing suit.
Right.
Would you please just take a bath for us?
I see no reason why we can't get one of those old-fashioned tubs and just bring it in here.
Like on Wild Wild West, you mean?
Yeah, the big kind of tub. And the worst thing she can do is say no.
Like on Gunsmoke, when every dirty cowboy in town would use the same tub.
That's right, Saturday. Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
Hello.
I had to call and set that lady straight. Don, honey, you don't look nothing like Rush Limbaugh.
Well, thank you.
I told Rob A., I'm assuming that was Rob A. that answered the phone.
Yes,
Rob did.
Yeah.
Did you answer that phone, Rob?
Of course, always.
No, who was it? Cannon. Rob's in the room with us.
Oh, okay. Well, whoever it was, I told him, because he asked me who I thought you looked like. And all I could come up with was when Frida calls you Sugar Bear, that's what you look like. You're cuddly. You're sweet looking. She's right about your voice.
Yes.
You do have an awesome voice. And she's kind of close on Mike, because Mike is tall.
Yes, and dark and handsome.
Well, of course.
All three.
And I've never got to see his wife, but I've seen Frida, and she's absolutely gorgeous.
Oh, yeah, my wife's hot.
She is.
She's good.
She really is.
Except when she's having her period. She doesn't look her best when she's having her period.
She's
got to let herself
anymore,
go a little bit.
No, I had that fixed.
Oh, you don't have that anymore?
No.
Really?
Yeah, took out the schoolhouse and left the play yard.
And my wife is gorgeous also, and she, gorgeous women like gorgeous men.
What?
Therefore, that's why she picked me, because
well,
I'm tall, dark, and handsome. You know, there's something about being called tall, dark, and handsome. I'm going to cling to that on my way home. Well, I'm not thinking about Kim in the bathtub.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Well, good afternoon. How you all doing today?
Just remember, Lumpy Rutherford.
Yep. Yes, there you go.
That's what we look like.
I understand you all kind of football fans.
You know, I saw, speaking of celebrities we look like,
yeah.
I saw Brian Keith in a movie where he was with Natalie Wood.
Mike looked like a young Brian Keith.
And he was playing a Russian guy.
Huh.
And I mean, it was
just,
yeah, he was going, well, the bombs and the missiles are going. And I said, what the hell? Who picked Brian Keith to be the Russian dude?
That show, Family Affair, really sucks.
Yes, yeah, it does.
They put that on TV Land, and at first I was excited because it was something different.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, it sucks. I saw a great Mr. Ed last night on TV Land.
Really?
With Clint Eastwood.
Really?
Clint Eastwood was the guest star talking to Mr. Ed.
Wow. Get out of here, man. Where to, Clint? Go.
Yeah, hello. Hi, I'm sorry. You're on the air.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Right.
Hey, I understand you're all kind of football fans. Last week you was talking about Starsky and Hutch and Huggy Bear.
You're all over the road, my friend.
Well, Huggy Bear from Starsky and Hutch.
Yes.
His son is one of the premier high school football players come out of high school this year.
Let's all stop for 1 second and think of how little we care about that.
No, what a worthless call.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Too bad.
Hello.
Hey, guys, I'm asking you for some advice.
Yes.
I live near a movie star, one street away.
Ooh.
And I don't know
Give me the initials. Give me the initials.
You're going to try to guess?
Yeah.
B.D.
Billy D. Williams. No, Brian Dennehy.
You got it. How'd you know that?
Because that's another guy that Mike's been compared to.
Yeah. Oh, and looks? I think he's gorgeous. Does Mike look like him?
That's what we hear.
I don't look anything like either Brian Keith or Brian Dennehy.
Yes, you do.
Tell me who you look like, darling.
Tell us that you really live next door to him?
I do. I swear to God.
Mm-hmm. Where are you
calling
from?
I want you guys to know that I have scammed you today, and this is what you get. This is Lydia again from
Woodstock.
Oh, Lydia.
And yelled about you saying you had a period.
Lydia.
Big pain in the ass, Lydia.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Lydia.
Hello, Don.
Yes.
Don, it's time. It's time for you to earn your red wings.
Oh, God. You know what he's talking about.
Yeah, I know what he's talking about.
Yeah.
Where's my boop tape? Hold on. That's right. There's my thing of that.
Yeah, no thanks.
You don't want to wear those wings, do you?
I'd rather not fly. I'd rather stay on the ground than wear the red wings.
There you go. A lot of guys have earned their red wings, though.
Well, a lot of guys like that.
No, a lot of guys really like that.
Not me. Not me. I bet you do, Burbank.
No.
Really?
Yeah.
How about you, Rob?
No.
Mike?
No, and I'm just thinking about a conversation I had one time with an acquaintance of mine who was very proud of that fact. Very, very proud of the fact
really?
That he preferred. He preferred that time.
Mm.
I'm
bloody good. It's bloody good.
Oh,
and have a bloody good time.
Oh, my.
Hello.
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 Oh, God. Oh, my God.
What is that smell, honey?
What is that sound?
Bubble, bubble, toilet, trouble.
Hello.
We're definitely in those uncharted waters now, aren't we?
Hello.
This is great. We can build. We can write. We can draw a bigger map now.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
I got a fart story for you.
Is it a good one?
Well,
because I'm up on a break. Is it
I
good?
I think it is. It is to me.
Hmm.
You want to hear it?
Will it be to everybody else, though?
Well, everyone can relate because it happened the same time Bart was having his farting episode. I guess it was like a Monday about a month ago. Cause my son,
what is Bart's farting episode? You mean Bart had his appendix out?
Yes. And you know how he had to fart afterwards?
Oh, right. That was an important part of his recovery. When my son could finally fart, they knew that he was recovering from his appendicitis.
Exactly.
Right.
Well, let's see, Monday of that week, I guess it's probably the same day, my wife and I are in the hospital. We just had a baby, cesarean section, and I didn't know this at the time. They blow the woman up with, like, CO2 to, so they can see around in there and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where...
Blow her up real good. And what?
That's where the gas comes from. So they sew her up, and it's, like, hugely important that my wife passes gas.
Right.
And... I guess you just have to know my wife in that it's not, she doesn't even like to admit that she poops.
Most women don't.
No okay. Woman does.
Right.
No women do. No women does.
And that's fine with me.
I say, hey, I'm playing this one on me. Thanks for the jelly, Mike. No women does. No women does like to fart. I'm Mr. Clean.
Thank God they don't like to fart.
No women does.
No women does.
No women does. You can quote me on that.
Yeah, the tears turns to laughter.
No women does. So what was the end of the story?
So we're sitting there. I think it's like Tuesday, right? And I'm like, I have my back to her. I'm doing packing her bags or something. And I hear this fart start to come out. And so I'm like, my first thought is, yes, you know, she's getting better.
Right. It's a sign that things are going well.
Yes.
Right.
She's all food. And mm-hmm. So, but I'm expecting for it to end at about the time I'm having this thought, like a little brr. I hold my thought, and I hear it still coming.
Oh.
And I'm like, turn around, and my wife, who's the average woman who doesn't like to admit that she farts, has this queer smile on her face, and it's still coming out the whole time. It just keeps coming. It was like, and I can like flash back to having the same kind of farts where there's so much in there, and it comes out.
How long would you estimate the total time outlay was for that breaking of wind?
I would say about 6 seconds. 5 seconds.
For a girl, that's a good one.
Oh, that's fantastic.
You know, that's a good time for a girl.
Yeah, I mean, considering like you only pee for like 20 seconds at a time, that's pretty good.
Oh, well, you know what? This was a good fart call. Thank you, Mike.
Yeah, very good fart call.
Hey, I'm glad that I finally called you guys. I love your show in Austin.
Bravo. Okay.
Austin, Texas. KJFK.
And I'll call again as soon as I get another funny story.
All right.
Later, fellas.
We'll wait for that call, and we'll come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Let me hear you, everybody.
Men doing the work of men. The Don and Mike Show.
Listen, I want to tell you guys something. And I'm not only talking to you guys here in the room, all of you who are happily married like myself. Mm-hmm. But I'm talking to all the guys out there.
All the guys who are happily married or all guys?
Well, just guys. Just guys in general. Because eventually guys will get married. And I'm telling you right now that it's all a game of chicken.
Marriage?
Yes. You ever play that game when you were a kid? Now, I never did, but I had some roughy friends who would. Were you
sure.
In two guys at the end of the street, mm-hmm. and they would drive at each other. Well, actually, I guess I never really saw it. I saw it in the movies.
Right.
They would drive at each other, and then the guy who turned at the last minute
Yeah.
He would be the chicken.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it was a fun game. I think everybody's played different versions of it. You can do it with cars.
Right.
You can do it with, you know, running at each other. You can do it with bats like we did in my neighborhood.
Oh, right. Well, okay, whatever.
I lost many, many times. Yeah, I never thought they'd really swing.
But nonetheless, it's a game of chicken.
Sure.
Let me explain this to you. This is how I figured it out, really. In this thing with my wife and the renewing of our vows.
Right.
Yeah.
For 16 years that I've been married, my wife has been saying to me, let's renew our vows. I mean, she said it to me the day after we got married.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a big thing to her. It's a big thing to a lot of girls. That they have one wedding.
I didn't realize the first day of your honeymoon.
That was the first day.
Yeah.
Let's renew our vows.
Sure. Huh.
I am so full of love for you. Let's renew our vows. That's what she said to me.
Right.
Actually, she's only brought it up in recent years.
Sure.
Okay. I think once we got to 10 years, she started mentioning it would be nice. And then the 15th anniversary came.
Right.
And I didn't do diddly again. Didn't do Jack.
Diddly poo.
Diddly poo. Jim Moritz sucked. We stunk. Guy gets his knee blown out. Not badly, hopefully.
Totally disgusted and totally embarrassed.
You fill up my senses. Like a night in the forest. Buzz! Buzz! Come fill me again! You know, that would be funnier if we had any song, but unfortunately, you know, who owns a goddamn John Denver record?
Right? My collection's at home.
Nobody. We couldn't find anybody that has a John Denver record.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, about why marriage is like chicken. So she's been saying to me, do this, let's renew the vows.
Right.
I said this past year on our 16th anniversary, honey, love you so much, willing to do it.
You were very, I remember when you came in on the
Wouldn't
show.
Wouldn't be prudent.
You were talking about how excited you were and how in love you were, and you were ready at that very moment to renew your vows.
And then she said, great, wonderful.
Right.
And I said, how about this date in October that is special to both of us? And she said, yes. Well, as it turns out, over the weekend, as you might have heard me mention yesterday, over the weekend, we had some conversation about it, and she said, basically, since I didn't want to do any of the planning on this whole thing,
right,
that she didn't really want to have the whole big thing redoing the vows.
She wanted actually you to do a lot of the groundwork.
Right. Now, I will tell you all along, what I've really wanted is, and this is why it's so great to play chicken with your wife, because I got what I want.
Ooh.
What I wanted was just to have a little thing in our house, no special thing.
Sure.
You know, to me, that's special. You have the Rev and his old lady come over to the house, and he hitches us, and then we all go out to eat or something.
That's terrific.
Real simple, real clean. Now,
and romantic.
When I first brought this up to my wife, it was, no. It's got to be bigger. It's got to be bolder than that. Well, yesterday, I don't know how, we were discussing things here on the show, and the topic of taking my wife out to Vegas.
Yes. Oh, and I know you got jacked up when you heard Vegas.
Oh, yeah, baby. I mean, it's like that Albert Brooks movie where he goes to Vegas.
Vegas is cool. Yeah.
You know the place in Vegas where they have the
Little White Chapel.
Yeah, they got the bells that move back and forth, but they're those neon light bells.
Very cool. They perform lots of weddings there, one right after the other.
It's so cheesy. It's fantastic. And I thought, now that would be a nice little kick.
You know, there's actually one in Vegas, I think, that's a drive-thru. Where you could do it a drive-through wedding.
Oh, even better.
Yeah.
So my thought was we'd hop on an airplane, fly out there,
right?
You know, get hitched again.
Sure.
Then get one of those hotel rooms that has like a heart-shaped bathtub.
Wonderful.
You know, in dirty movies, and room service.
And then hop on a plane the next day and you're back.
And come back. Mm-hmm. Well, as it turns out, that was too much for my wife. Mm-hmm. She knew that those are some details that I could handle.
Right.
That I can pick up a telephone. I can call a hotel in Las Vegas. I can call an airline and make a reservation.
Better yet, you can call a travel agent and have the travel agent do it all for you.
So last night when I got home,
yes,
as soon as I walked in the door, she said, before we sat down to dinner, she said, listen, really, don't plan this thing to Las Vegas. And I said, and this is how I felt at the time, listen, this is our special second anniversary, whatever we're calling it.
Mm-hmm.
I'll handle it.
Sure.
And as the night went on, she got more uptight about it and
right,
came back more and more and said, please, have you made the call yet? Don't call. Don't do. And I said, listen, I'm going to handle this. You want me to handle the details? I'm going to handle the details.
Mm-hmm.
Keep in mind, I don't want to handle the details.
Of course.
I never wanted to handle the details.
Sure, you didn't want to have anything to do with it.
Right. I thought I was making the move by saying, let's do it. You know, let's have the preacher come over and let's get hitched again.
So she's getting uptight as the evening is wearing on.
Right. Now, at this point, I am watching the ball game last night.
Right.
As always, I am insulated from the rest of my family there.
Thrusting yourself into the world of TV sports.
And that's the only time I like baseball, is when something's on the line.
Right.
You know, otherwise, it sucks and it's very boring. It's too slow to watch.
Playoff baseball, very exciting.
But when there's something on the line, man, I'm there. Besides all the good shows on Channel 4 weren't on last night, like Frasier and all that other stuff. So I'm watching the game, and every once in a while, Frida would come back in the room and stick her head around the corner and go, hey, hi, how's it going?
You didn't make that phone call, did you? I said, listen, don't worry about it. She said, I saw the phone was on a while ago. Were you on the phone? I said, yes, I was on the phone, but none of your beeswax. Now, she doesn't have to know that I was on the telephone with my brother. I didn't offer up that information.
Right.
So finally, about 9:30 last night, a beaten woman, mentally beaten, I should say.
Yeah.
She comes into the house, comes into my den, into my cave, and she says, listen, if you haven't called Vegas yet, how about this? How about we just have the Reverend come over, and he'll marry us here in our house.
There you go.
And then we can go out to eat with him and his wife. And I said, hey, that's okay with me if it's okay with you.
Total victory.
Yeah, right.
Total victory.
Now, see, here's where I'm walking the tightrope, though.
Right.
Yeah.
By showing you the soft underbelly of my plan here today.
Yes, by coming in and practically bursting with pride about your victory.
There is a chance
the whole thing will melt down.
There's a chance that my wife will start that game of chicken again.
Yes.
And this time, she will not turn away.
Yeah, she'll actually go all the way with
this
it.
This time, she will steamroll me and make me do all the other stuff.
Now, you like the situation with the Reverend coming over.
Yes.
Better than the Vegas trip.
Yes, I do, simply because I'm lazy.
Yes.
And as much fun as it would be to go to Las Vegas, you can't get any lazier than a guy coming to your house to renew your vows. I mean, you know, the preparation time for that is upstairs in the bathroom.
Just a shower? Maybe not even that.
Not the three S's. How about this? How about two out of the three S's?
Two out of the three, and you're all set.
And who knows what those two might be?
Oh, huh? Well, yeah. And if you go out for a big meal afterwards.
Well, then you might have the third S right there. So anyway, that's my lecture today, that if you're involved with a woman, if you're a guy, play chicken with her.
Sometimes you have to just stay the course.
Right. And don't be afraid.
And don't back off. Just stay right there.
Now, I still am very jacked about doing this with my wife again.
Yeah, you sound like you're in a good mood about it.
Are you kidding? I'm on top of things.
Sure.
I love my wife. I'm glad that we're renewing our vows.
Right.
I'm glad that I don't have to make all those calls and that we don't have to have all you people come over to our house and, like, screw up our whole weekend.
Yeah.
You're like... No offense to anybody in this room or any of our other friends.
No, certainly none.
We understand.
You know what I mean.
Of course we do.
It's a drag to have all those people come over and you got to clean everything.
Sure.
And then I always have to kick people out when people stay too long.
Absolutely.
Then I'm tired all weekend.
That's right.
Cranky. Yeah. It's easier just to do it like this.
So when are you going to do it?
I think... Next weekend.
Next weekend.
I think so. Not this weekend, but I think next weekend, because that's close to the special date that we have picked.
And then you even get to go out to dinner, so you don't even have to worry about having a dinner at your house.
Right. And then the last thing I said to her, the last thing is, hey, you know what would be nice? Nice romantic touch? Why don't you see about getting a car?
Yeah, there you go.
And you know what?
Then you don't even have to drive.
Right. Right.
People come to your house, marry you, you get into a car, there's a driver, you're all set.
There you go. That's how you redo it, and that is why...
Oh, dear.
I'm lying, Doc.
Pick it up, Rob. See what she wants.
Hello?
I have mentioned how deeply in love with my wife I am.
Yes, you have.
You seem very excited about the prospects of...
Turn the situation around.
Yeah. No message. Hmm? All right.
Well, tell her, hold on.
Bye-bye. No message. She'll talk to you later.
Oh, now that's not... Hey, that's not fair.
Ouch. Oh, dear.
That's not fair.
Now, see... That in and of itself is a slight game of chicken right there. That's a little bit of a chicken game there.
I lose.
Because you're calling right back.
Oh, absolutely.
It's what she wanted you to do.
Of course. Because she didn't like the fact that I had Rob pick up the phone.
You know that she wants you to do that. So in a way...
We're sorry.
Now she's disconnected her phone.
Totally disconnected the phone.
Anyway, I think I played it pretty good. And I think my wife is happy. With the result.
Uh-huh.
At least she was happy before I came to work today.
Up until 3.
And I'm happy with the result.
Hello.
Hi, honey.
Hello, Boo Boo.
Hi.
I just wanted to let you know that dinner with Reverend and his wife is all set up, and that would be lovely, but...
Great.
No need to renew the vows.
Oh, now, come on.
No.
That's not even funny.
No, I'm not joking. I mean...
That's not funny.
No, I love you very much.
Oh, dear.
We're married.
Come on.
Forget about it.
Oh, no, come on now. Oh, no, listen... You know what? Right now, my wife's playing the biggest game of chicken.
No, I'm not.
This is the biggest game.
I am totally serious. It's too much effort. It's too much.
But there's no effort. The Rev comes over. He takes care of us. We get in the car. We go out to dinner.
You know, effort and thoughtfulness go hand in hand. No effort.
Why is that?
No thought.
Yes. Why is that? Why does effort and thought matter so much?
That's
the way of the world, Don.
Aren't we a results-oriented country?
So we love each other.
other.
Yes, I love you so much.
And you're telling everybody in the world right now, you know, everybody, more people than we would know than we would have in our house.
Yeah. Right.
So then that's good enough. No thanks.
All right, really?
I pass. Right.
Okay, then.
A minute for this term. I'm not ready to re-up yet.
All right, well, then we can cancel dinner with the Reverend, then.
No, I like the Reverend and his wife, and that would be a pleasant night out.
No, I had my... Listen, I had my heart set on going out with him, but only if he had just performed the ceremony on us. So, no, forget it.
We'll
go out with him another time. This weekend's far too special.
All right, now, I'll go out with the Reverend and his wife, then, because I enjoyed their company.
I enjoy their company, too.
Well, good. And you even have to go. How would that be?
Oh, that would be ideal, but, of course, you know, I can't accept that agreement. No, I want to go out with you, and I want to go out with the Reverend, so why don't we just let him marry us? How about this? How about if he marries us, like, in the car?
You know what? Even if it's not that important to you, I think
honey,
he takes his job a little bit
more seriously. Wait.
This is like going to a biology class,
honey,
and then they perform an autopsy right afterwards. Yeah.
This is important to me. You know what? And I'm being serious with you now, Freddie. You know what would make it special for me? The more spontaneous, the better. You know what I mean? To me, that's something...
Spontaneous equals lazy.
Sometimes.
Yes, it does. And no thanks. I mean, nothing. You had one job on our real wedding.
I've mentioned that. That was the band. That was screwed up, right?
Right. And you had no job.
So listen, so if when we originally got married 16 years ago, I screwed up the one job you gave me, why you want me to do it again? Why can't we just get married this way?
Wait, Sugar Bear.
Yes.
It's not even necessary. Don't even worry your pretty little head. I'm not going anywhere.
I know.
We have a son to raise.
Oh, God.
Thank you, for better or for worse. No need to go to all the falderal of getting married again. It's silly.
All right, well, I thought you had wanted it. I had never needed it, but I thought you had wanted it.
I wanted it, but I was wrong to want it.
Yes, you know why? Because it's wrong to simply want a symbol. I'm there every day proving how much I love you.
That's right.
This is fascinating.
Yeah.
I hope somebody's, like, writing this down.
No, I was totally in the wrong.
You weren't in the wrong.
No,
you weren't in the wrong.
We're doing the day-by-day drudgery. That's what counts.
Interesting new development. This is quite a battle of wits we're witnessing.
I don't think you have such the day-to-day drudgery.
No.
I think we have a pretty happy goddamn life, don't we?
No, we are. And love is more than words and symbolism and romance.
Right.
It's being in there in the trenches, and it's, you know, and
it's
your
job.
That's right.
Every day in the trenches, I am with you every day.
I appreciate it. So I'm just going to let this term play itself out, and then we'll see if someday we want to renew. But, you know,
No. Listen, I told you.
This term.
I am ready.
I didn't know marriage was, like, renewable.
I am ready. Oh, every day is renewable, Mike. Yeah.
No, we don't need to reenlist quite yet.
Okay.
All right.
But listen, I'm going to make you an offer.
No need. The contract is still valid. I mean, sure.
Of course we're married. That's why this is so goofy, because it doesn't really mean anything.
And in your world, sometimes, you know, if a football team has a player they're especially pleased with, they give them a new contract. But it's not necessary, because ours is ironclad.
All right. Well, I'll explain the difference to you, that when you have a football player, he's an employee, and he does everything you say, or you can fire him. Now, you're not my employee, are you?
You know what? We have a bad connection, but I'm sure you're speaking words of love right now. But
I love you.
Really, just be going through my head. You know, so I'll just wait and save this romance for another time, Sugar Bear, because it's hard for me to make it out right now.
All right, now listen, just tell me something.
What?
Really, about this. Bottom line. Come on. You want to do it, right?
No, I don't want to.
All right, what if I call the... All right, listen, how about this?
I don't want to go to Vegas. I don't want it. I don't want you to just...
What about Atlantic City?
Spritz on some aftershave.
That's romantic.
You know, I don't want you just to stroll downstairs and say, I do.
Why? Listen, honey, this is what gets me. When we got married 16 years ago, we had all that crap.
Yeah.
We had the horse-drawn carriage.
Right.
We had everybody we know there.
Chucky, there was no horse-drawn carriage.
Yes, there was.
No, there wasn't, my darling.
Yes, there was, my darling.
There was no horse-drawn carriage.
Man.
All right, maybe there wasn't.
My God.
Okay.
No, wait, hold on. What was that thing that your mother got a ride in? You and I didn't ride in it.
There was an antique car. There were no
horses. All right.
Places.
That's what I meant.
Yeah, I know. And you proposed to me at the bottom of the radio station you were working at in the parking lot, and that was really touching. So we couldn't.
Oh, now you got a problem with that?
And then we went on our honeymoon and came back and found out you bounced a check for a honeymoon.
Oh.
Could not.
Oh, Jesus.
God.
That couldn't be more romantic either. So we have all those memories.
memories.
Okay, listen, forget it. Never mind, forget about it.
All right, love
you. You're right. I love you, too.
All right, goodbye.
Goodbye.
Well,
there could be a rough seas ahead.
Well, here I was 20 minutes ago, full of life.
Yeah, yeah.
And look at that. You get that message, guys?
Yeah. Yeah, the message is sometimes you have to play chicken and lose.
I haven't lost yet.
I know you haven't.
Game's not over, Mike. That's the great thing about being married. The game goes on 24 hours a day.
I believe this is an ongoing saga, and I don't think anything is secure. I don't think definite yet. I think you could very well be going to Vegas. You could.
I had her on the ropes.
Right.
I had her on the ropes a couple of times today. I just couldn't deliver that knockout punch.
I was going to say, if you really wanted to do the wedding in the house, just the Reverend coming over and marrying you,
yeah,
what you might throw in as an offer would be that you write the vows. I mean, take your...
Look at that. Mike's microphone has just been turned off. Isn't that something? That's great. Nice idea, Mike. That's a very nice idea. Unfortunately, no, our judges do not agree with that. About
it would only take you about 10 minutes.
Well, I know it would. That would piss my wife off, too, because she said you only worked on it for 10 minutes.
I've seen you write speeches in 3 minutes.
I know.
Minutes.
I can't do it.
And remember that lecture that we gave out in Sacramento?
Listen. Oh, at that college.
Remember that?
Yes, but please, no more help, okay?
Oh, okay.
All right. Thank you.
Well, I'm just sitting here living it, through you and, figuring. No. So where does this stand now? I'm very confused.
Well, you'd have to come to my house and have dinner tonight to figure that out.
It's real. That's the thing, folks. It is real. This is you go on the air with this because you want to see what's going to happen.
It's not a bad thing. I mean, it's not like we're having some life and death argument. We're talking about renewing our vows.
Sure. Mm-hmm. You still want to do it?
Yes.
Right.
Yes. Just I don't want to have... all the junk. Hello?
Hello?
You know what I mean? I'll marry her. I would marry her again.
Marry her again like the first time.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. No, not like the first time. I'm sorry, bounce that check. Hello?
I didn't know you did that.
Yeah, well,
for your honeymoon?
Are you talking to me?
Yeah, hello. She wanted a honeymoon that was a bit out of my price range, and I didn't.
Was that the one where you went on the boat?
Yes, it was. Yes, it was. And I figured I would worry about it when I got back.
Sure.
And I did.
Way to go.
Hello?
Hello?
Well, a girl only has one honeymoon.
Sure.
I mean, if you have no money and you're gonna bounce a check, make it on your honeymoon, man.
I think that's a fantastic idea.
I think that's kind of romantic myself.
I thought, even bouncing the check. I mean, you didn't have any enough money in the account and you paid for the honeymoon anyway.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Are you guys talking to me?
Yes, we are. Yes, hello.
Actually, I called to clear something up. I'm from Vegas about the chapel you're talking about. I wanted to give you the name, but first I need to comment that you're 100% right.
Of course I am.
From a woman's perspective, your wife is acting like a Class A spoiled brat.
Oh, no, I don't agree with that.
I do.
I'm not an easy guy to live with. Listen, don't make me argue my wife's position on this.
She's never happy with anything you've suggested.
No,
you've
she's not.
You've everything. You've run the gamut from staying home to going across the country to everything, and she's not happy. But
are you married?
Yes, I am.
Really?
Yeah, I actually got married in the chapel you guys were talking about. Name is Chapel of the Bells.
Chapel of the Bells.
Yes.
Chapel of the Bells. I thought it was the little white chapel.
No, and it's in the movie Indecent Proposal and Honeymoon in Vegas and Vegas Vacation. It's in all those movies.
That's what I want, is a honeymoon in Vegas. All right. Well, thank
Chapel
you.
Of the Bells.
Thank yeah. you. Thank you.
Thank you, and goodbye. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I'm getting married this weekend. I'd like to talk to Don about romance. I'm getting married Saturday.
Well, congratulations. Listen, did we give this advice to someone last week? Do you own a car?
What?
Do you own a car?
A truck.
All right, a truck. Even better.
Yes.
Are you? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from by Sioux City.
Sioux City. Oh, I need a map. Point the car up.
Towards Canada.
And drive into Canada.
Drive to Canada.
That's our advice to you. Point the car north, point it up, and drive, man.
Yeah, go to Canada. Anybody south of Denver should drive to Mexico.
Drive, man.
Why is that?
Freedom.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Freedom.
Free at last.
Free at last. Thank God Almighty I'm free at last in Canada.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, I need some advice.
What?
Well, I'm playing chicken with my wife.
What are you playing chicken about?
Well, there's something I want to buy, and she knows I want it, but she doesn't want me to buy it.
All right, now, you know when he won't even say it, it's got to be. What is it?
What is it?
It's a leather jacket.
A leather jacket.
Oh, well, you know, you go for it.
It's a Monday Night Football leather jacket.
Oh, it's one of the big expensive ones?
Oh, well, no, actually, it's not that bad.
How much is it?
$160.
Yeah. You know, guys who wear stuff like that, and I'm one of those guys, generally, you kind of look like a big doofus wearing those jackets when you wear them out in public.
Is that what she says, that you're going to look like a doofus if you buy it?
No, she said, we'll talk about it.
No, I was just giving you a guy's opinion on that. I think that most likely she probably doesn't want you to spend $160 on a jacket.
But I'd love to have that jacket.
Well, then listen, go buy it. Go buy it right now.
Oh, you're killing me.
Go buy it right now. Do it, man.
Okay.
Do it. If you don't have money, write a check.
Yeah, and if a check bounces, it'll be romantic. That you bought yourself a Monday Night Football jacket and the check bounced.
I'm glad we could help.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
And if things don't work out, go to Canada.
Hello. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey.
Hey.
You don't appreciate this woman.
Oh, I think I appreciate my wife more than anything.
Yeah, very, very interesting that we get that call from a woman.
She sounds
and then we get this
fabulous.
Call from a guy.
She is great.
I will.
Listen, my wife is great. I don't think I've ever said anything to the contrary.
Well, I know that you haven't said anything to the contrary, but you're not showing it.
Showing it? Jesus. Are you married?
Four times I've been married.
I'm not going to take marriage advice from a four-time loser.
Loser?
Forget it.
Expert.
You jerk?
Wow.
Jerk face?
I guess he's never spent any time in Canada.
Four times?
Four sure. times.
Listen, three more and you'll be up there with Larry King.
Hi.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi.
Hello.
How you doing?
Hey, we're doing great, thank you.
Is Charlie there? You know, Charlie's the wing Stilopoulos.
Charlie's in Canada. Charlie's vacationing in Canada. He's in Ottawa.
Hello. Don and Mike, he drove his truck up there.
Yes, he did. His big truck. It's a good humor truck.
Hello. With the bell and everything. Oh,
yeah. He likes it. No ice cream in it,
Hello.
Though. He ate it all when he first got the truck.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, I want to know what Rita did for a living, that she's always on her car.
Did you say Rita?
Well, now, listen, first off, her name is Frida.
Oh, Frida.
Okay, and my wife had all kinds of jobs. So, don't bust my wife's balls about this.
And why can she not drive your son to school every morning?
Because is there some hatred out there. I enjoy driving my son to school in the morning. That's something I do of my choice.
So what does she do all day?
She tries to make my life as happy as possible.
I see. And, and you do the same by renewing your vows, trying to make her life as happy as possible.
Yes, I do, sir.
Boy, the judging that's going on in this man's
tremendous
right
judging.
Now. What is your final judgment, sir?
That you will live a happy life. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
And are you married?
No.
No, of course. I got another... easy. It's easy when you're sitting on the sidelines.
Sounds like he's got a bomb to plant somewhere.
You know what I'm saying? I love Don and Mike show.
Hi, Don.
Hello.
You know when you're little and your parents say they're mad at you and that makes you feel bad, but when they say they're disappointed in you, then you really feel bad? I'm so disappointed in you.
Oh, man.
Like I care?
Let me down. You should.
Like I care? Who are you?
I'm so sorry for Frida.
Well, who are you?
You are being a pig about this.
You have no idea what my life is like.
No,
my wife's got a great life at home. We got a great marriage. You shut your mouth.
I'm not saying you don't have a great marriage, but you should do this for your wife. I mean, God, it's one day.
No, it's more than one day because there's all the planning and junk.
Oh, God, Don, it would take you 30 minutes tops.
Oh, I don't think so. And you know what my wife would say? She'd say, this job looks like it took you 30 minutes.
Yeah.
No, she wouldn't. Because you could make a big show of it that it's taking you a long time.
Why don't you apply some of this nervous energy to your own relationship?
I already have.
Fold some paper bags.
Okay. I plan my own wedding.
Very good. Very good.
Well, you can tell that our audience has made up their mind. They don't know what to think.
Well, our audience should just keep their mouth shut. That's what they should do, Mike. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike. How are y'all today?
Hello, we are fine.
Good. Listen, Don.
Yes.
I see Frida's point, but I think that you're doing pretty much the right thing. I think maybe she should be just a little more flexible with you. I was married in Las Vegas, and I think it's one of the best places in the world to get married. And so I recommend it for everybody, even if it's the second time around.
I took the butcher knife, and I put it up to her neck.
That's exactly right.
Stop making me those sloppy. Slimy. Hey.
If you want to live to see tomorrow, you better stop frying me those slimy, sloppy eggs.
Hello, Don and Mike. If this is another call about this topic, I'm really going to shoot myself in the head. Hello?
You're in big trouble, Don.
Oh, all right.
Let me shoot myself in the head.
There he goes. He's putting the gun up to his... Whoa, hey, that bounced right off his skull.
Man, I got a thick head.
Look again.
All right, I'm going to put the gun right into my temple, Mike.
Okay, do it. Press it up against there and see what happens.
Hold on.
Wait.
Whoa. Look at that.
I cannot believe it can't penetrate that cranium.
I'm alive. I can't kill myself.
And there's not even any blood.
No.
It just looks like a little cat scratch.
Look, there's five bullets on the floor. Here's the sixth one. Oh. There you go. Get those right after the fans.
I swallowed the bullet.
Hello? Yes, hi.
I hope you're careful when you go home tonight and bring some flowers or something.
Well, I'm always careful.
I know you treat it better than anybody, but she's
here's the other thing.
Pissed.
Flowers. You know my wife hates flowers, but if
right.
I bring my
whatever
wife...
she likes.
What do you mean? She got everything.
Well,
she got me.
I'm telling you that she's really pissed.
I think this woman is suggesting a trinket or bubble of some kind.
No, that doesn't work with my wife. And my wife's not really pissed.
A bubble, something she'd enjoy, something she'd like a lot.
I know my wife.
That's right. Bounces off his cranium. Amazing.
Listen, thank you for the call.
Sure.
Thank you for the call. And Jimmy the intern? Please hang up on all of these people on hold right now.
Okay? Watch out, Duck.
I will let you know what happens on that subject.
Okay?
I'll give you a report a couple of days from now.
Who knows what tomorrow will bring? Obviously, something will happen tonight.
Whoa! Yeah. Oh, and we've got to do a break, and we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Our target is to the north, centered above what remains of downtown Los Angeles. Our Black Knight Squadron will be
scared, man. No.
Fighters from 29 Palms,
you?
Satellite recon,
nope.
Reliable. So fix on our target positions will be confirmed.
Hold me.
From the ground.
Hey, pay attention.
Something you want to add to this briefing, Captain Hiller?
No, sir. Just a little anxious to get up there and whoop E.T.'s ass, that's all.
The Don and Mike Show. Gay magicians, Don and Mike.
Hey now, everybody.
Hey now.
All right, so we had Jeffrey Tambor on the show.
Yeah.
I don't know, like 6 or 7 months ago. We mentioned that tomorrow, August the 23rd, is Hank Kingsley's birthday.
Kingsley!
Right?
Yeah.
You know, from Larry Sanders.
Right.
And now here he is, on the telephone, Jeffrey Tambor, Hank Kingsley, his second big appearance on the show. Hello, Jeffrey!
Hey, guys.
Hey, now, you are a man of your word.
Way to go.
But if my birthday is tomorrow?
Yes, tomorrow is Hank. See, you know, that's what's so great about it, is he doesn't even know when the character's birthday is, but we do. We do for him. We know that it's from the episode of Hank's Look Around Cafe.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Where you mentioned that the cafe has to be opened by your birthday, which is August 23rd, which is tomorrow.
And even, you know, we're not going to be on the air tomorrow, so we have to celebrate Hank's birthday today.
Absolutely.
Well, we are still loving, of course, all of our Hank tapes and our Larry tapes, and we are hoping that you get back on soon with that. Now, Jeffrey is calling us today from the set of a movie.
Wow.
What movie are you making?
I'm in Rhode Island, and I'm shooting a movie called Meet Joe Black with Anthony Hopkins and Brad Pitt and Claire Forlorni and Marcia Gay Harden and Jake Weber, directed by Marty Brest.
Wow.
Is this going to be a comedy, a drama, action, adventure? What genre?
I would say drama, romantic comedy, all of that. It's an excellent script, and we're all very excited.
When are you guys going to go back and make some more Larry Sanders?
October.
Yeah. Oh, man, we want more. We're craving more. You know that. We need more Hank.
Right, and you got the porno tapes, I think.
We got them.
Thank you.
And we thank you for those.
Yes.
Well, listen, we just want to say, hey now, love you.
Love you.
Love everything you do.
Right. And, you know, we remembered your invitation when you signed off with us the last time, and you said, anytime you guys want to come to Los Angeles, feel free. And we were that was such a personal invitation for us.
I'm sorry that I changed my phone number.
That's understood, sir. Well, listen, get back to your movie.
Will do.
We want to thank you so much for calling, and happy birthday, Hank Kingsley.
And we'll talk to you next time.
See, he thinks that we're crazy.
He knows we're crazy.
Listen, man, we just love that show.
Okay.
We just love that show.
Okay.
Those people are real to us, man.
Better get on the phone with the operator and change that number again, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks, Jeffrey.
Yeah, and by the way, I no longer live in Los Angeles.
Oh, God, man. Thank you, sir.
Okay, man.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Jeffrey Tambor, alias Hank Kingsley.
Hey now.
He's a good guy. See, I love his sense of humor, man. That's the funniest thing, really, that's ever been said. Anytime you guys want to come to Los Angeles, feel free.
Hey now. And he remembered.
Yeah, he did.
A man of his word.
That's terrific.
Okay, so that's Jeffrey Tambor. Well, the audience is supposed to have lines.
The debut of Hank's Hot Potato.
Hank's Hot Potato. All right, there's a celebrity phone call.
All right.
And now we move on to another celebrity.
Yes.
Olivette Spellman, everybody.
The lovely Olivette Spellman.
I'm just trying to tie up all the loose ends before vacation. But I don't even know where to begin with her. We called her number at random about a year ago. She lives in Kansas City, where our show is not heard.
Called her by accident, trying to get the number of a boy with an oversized head.
This kid's got a melon head.
Never got in touch with him. Oh, maybe we did later.
He had to have a special football helmet made because his head's so big. Got the wrong number, got Olivette. Turns out she's a sweet lady. Her family didn't spend a lot of time with her. We bought her a satellite. We bought her a television.
Right.
And to this day, she can't figure out how to turn the goddamn thing on.
No, she can't. Absolutely not. Oh, I sure hope that she's doing okay. I think normally she tells us right off the bat that she's not feeling well.
Yeah, we hear about her health a lot.
We do indeed.
I bet it's within... I'm going to say within 90 seconds of this telephone call beginning.
I think you're absolutely... There's no way it'll be later than 90 seconds. I'll say 30.
You think so?
Yeah. She's still driving. She did say that.
I bet it takes her 90 seconds to answer her telephone.
Hello.
Hey, Olivette.
Olivette Spellman.
Yes?
It's Don and Mike.
No kidding.
How are you, Olivette?
Oh, I don't know. You know, I was in the hospital.
Oh!
Since I talked to you.
8 seconds.
Olivette.
Eight seconds. Olivette, we're on the air right now.
We're on the air, and we're calling just to check up on you and see how everything's going with your TV and all that. And we're happy that you're out of the hospital, and hopefully you're feeling better.
Well, I am feeling better, but, you know, it takes time to get over anything like that.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. I was in there for 7 days.
Seven days in the hospital, and you sound good.
Well, I had a minor operation while I was in there.
You did.
Can I ask what was wrong?
I had intestinal problems.
Oh, you did? And those intestinal...
You know, I had cancer one time.
A long time ago, right?
Yeah.
But you beat that.
You beat that cancer, right?
Oh, yeah. It hasn't come back on me as far as I know.
That's a good thing. And, our own news guy, Buzz Burbank, who's here with us now, he had some intestinal problems as well.
He beat them as well also.
Hi, Olivette.
Yeah, I've got good doctors.
Good for you.
My doctor's on vacation right now, though. He'd be gone for 3 weeks.
Are you enjoying your summer? Except for being in the hospital?
The same old thing I do the year around, clean house, and go to the grocery store, and, mm-hmm. you know.
You getting a chance to watch your new TV?
Have you figured out that satellite yet?
I don't use it at all.
That's good. That's about $4,000 worth of equipment we gave you.
She's going to say again that she has to pay to use it, but we got her a year's worth of free programming. I swear to God we did.
Yeah, it's a shame that any of your kids coming over to help you use
it? How about
that?
Your son, Frank?
Oh, he's not very well either. You know, he's had heart bypass surgery, and always had a lot of heart problems.
Yeah. Old people love talking about people being sick. It makes them feel good, so we indulge her.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
His house. Right. He don't live right on top of me.
Sure.
Yeah, we know. We just thought maybe he could have given you a hand. I'm still convinced, Olivette, that all you got to do is turn the right button on, and you would get 200 channels. We've all got, everybody that works on this show has purchased the same dish that we got you, and we all love it.
Yeah, it's fantastic. And
well, I keep getting letters from that TV outfit wanting me to take it, but you have to pay to take it.
No, no, no. Olivette, we bought you the programming for 1 year.
But the year is about up.
Yeah, I suppose it is now.
Maybe it is now. It's
taking that long to figure it out.
Listen, how's the television?
Oh, it's fine.
Oh, good. It's fine. Good. That's good. That's good for her.
We had a big lightning storm here the other night. And,
anything fall on your house, Olivette?
We had some pretty lightning storms around here.
Sure.
We had storms. Some of them are pretty loud.
I think
something to the television. I couldn't get any picture, and I had to readjust as I got it straightened out.
Ah, good.
Very good.
Hot weather.
But, you know, it's lightning struck your television, why you can ruin one of them.
Absolutely, yours didn't get ruined, but yours didn't get ruined, right?
You should unplug everything as soon as it rains.
Sure.
That's what I always do, Olivette.
And the hot weather's behind us, right, Olivette? Probably some nice weather coming up, I would think.
You know, my husband was standing in the door here about 5 or 6 years ago. It was a sunny day.
Yeah.
You know, lightning struck. he was talking to the mailman, and he had the front door open, and lightning struck a big elm tree in our front yard and split it clear to the roots.
Wow. Really? All the way down to the roots?
And it tore up a new sidewalk we had, section next to the steps to the front door.
Man,
wow. Tore it up.
The mailman was talking to Frank, and he had an umbrella in hand, and it threw it clear out in the yard.
You get a lot of lightning out there, huh?
Yeah, sometimes. And you know the sun was out that day. It was a nice day in May.
You never know.
How's the weather today in Kansas City, Olivette?
Oh, it's cloudy. You know what I mean? There's rain all around us.
Sure.
Yeah.
There's been a lot of rain, but we haven't got a heck of a
Well, it sounds like you're doing well.
Oh, you're
muddling through. You're making it through all of that.
Oh, yeah. No,
is there anything...
You know what my doctor tells me? He says I was a tough old lady.
You are. You're That's a tough... And you're a wonderful old lady.
Would there be anything that we could do to help you out, Olivette?
Oh, you've been awful sweet. I wouldn't ask you to do anything. Well, would there... You've been so much already.
But you could ask, would there be anything... I reserve the right to say no, but is there anything that you need?
No.
No?
You like us calling you every now and then, right?
No, it's nice to hear.
How's your garbage disposal? Did you tell us your garbage disposal was broken?
No.
No?
I thought I remember that, one of those calls a while ago.
Anything like your blender or...
No, I've got about everything. Everything I got, a lot of it's old.
Yeah. Right.
And I've had it...
Except that satellite dish. That's brand new state-of-the-art, man.
It is.
You know, when you live as long as I have, things wear out.
And you're going to live a lot longer, darling.
My car is old. I drive a 73 Cutlass. It's only got 40,000 miles on it.
The car, Don. She might need a new car.
I almost want a car here not long ago. I'd play all these.
I wish we could get her a new car.
No, you can't afford that. I wouldn't expect you to anyway.
Would you like to put her behind the wheel of a nice big caddy?
A brand new Cadillac.
Well, I ain't paying for it. Don't look at me. I swung getting her the TV. That's about it.
That's right.
If I was going to buy a car, I wouldn't buy an expensive car like that. We used to have a Delta 88, my husband and I. We had to get rid of it when they changed the gas. You know, you had to have Ethel gas.
Ethel, yeah.
And you couldn't buy it. It got to where you couldn't buy it anymore.
Great taste of my wife, Ethel.
That's right.
There's the laugh. Yeah, listen, Olivette, bless your heart. God bless you. All that other stuff. And we just wanted to make sure you've been having a good summer.
You're the sweetest guys I know.
Oh, God bless you, Olivette.
When she's sweet. Well,
so
if you need anything,
generous and so concerned about people.
Would you like us to try to work that TV thing one more time with you?
I probably could get it, but they turned it off. I heard them when they did it. They said if I didn't pay for it, they were going to turn it off. They turned it off one day, and I heard it when it went off.
Okay. All right.
All right. Well, as long as you're happy.
When I win the next $1 million.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. That's right.
I'll buy it.
That car you're...
I really don't care anything about sports. I watch my kids play football and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. I used to sit out cold and nearly freeze to death.
Is that car of yours running okay, Olivette? Is it running?
Yeah.
Oh, it is. Okay.
Okay. I've got a AAA. I'm going to AAA.
Good for you.
Yeah. Okay, well, Olivette, have a great Labor Day, and we'll talk to you sometime this fall.
Well, you're sure sweet guys. It costs you a lot to call here.
It costs us tons of money to call you, but it doesn't matter because it's not our money.
And you're worth every penny, Olivette.
Well, you're sure sweet.
Well, thank you, and we'll talk.
You worry more about me than my kids do.
Oh, dear.
We do. Yeah. We'll talk to you.
I've got a daughter that lives in Osawatomie, Kansas, and I hear from her once in a while. But
well, you tell them they should call you more often, Oliver.
My daughter-in-law's called me more than my son. Men are funny.
Yeah,
they are.
They're not like you.
Well, thank you, Oliver.
Thank you for that compliment.
We got to go now.
Okay, dear.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye, Oliver.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Hey. She didn't hang up yet. Olivette?
There we go.
Hey, she called us dear this time.
Yeah.
I think we're working our way into her heart.
You think the satellite dish is a doorstop? Boy, I wish there was somebody in Wichita or something like that. Get her a car.
Sorry, I just like that.
Yeah.
Well, listen, Elvis, you can take care of that if you like. Just call Red and get her a caddy.
Give that Olivette a Cadillac.
All right, there's Olivette Spellman. That's like our good deed. That is our good deed in the bank.
Yeah, she loves talking to us, and that's really what she enjoys. We have, seriously, a few $1,000s worth of TV equipment that she doesn't know how to use. used. They hooked it up for her and everything. But
I swear to God, it worked.
She said, you know, they hooked up a complete satellite dish, and then after they finished, she said, "Where are my rabbit ears?"
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What was with you and Uncle June tonight?
Tony, you better not get in that coach's face.
Come on. Tell me about Uncle June.
No, stop it. Stop it. I can't.
Yes, you can. I know you want to.
All right, okay. Let's just say your uncle has acquired a taste for her.
Uncle June gives
world class.
The old man's whistling to the wheat field?
Don't be disgusting.
Oh, he's a bushman of the Kalahari.
That's why I don't tell you anything, because you don't know when to stop.
Oh, my God, if this ever gets out.
Oh, yeah, like you don't do it. Or any of your friends. You just get the crisps.
Hey, what goes on in this bedroom stays here, and you know that.
Once a year, I can resist the urge to gossip.
The Don and Mike Show.
Is a disc jockey with a band. Don is not. The Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Yeah, listen, rent and mortgage. Pay it for a month.
Yeah.
Let's do it right now while we're talking to this lady. Let's clear out these lines. And we'll say call 100. Give you a prize made out of plastic, probably. Qualify you to win your rent or mortgage for a whole month. We'll have a drawing on Friday. You call in to win right now. 1-800-636-1067. Oh, you're saying maybe we wouldn't pay your rent or mortgage. We'll pay it up to $2,000.
$2,000, and if you've got one like that, then we're going to do it for you now.
$2,000. If your rent is $200, I'd like to see where you're living.
And Ken Stevens would be very excited if you won.
Sure. Oh, that would make him very happy.
Absolutely. If your rent was $150, he'd be even happier, and he'd still have that confused look on his face.
$150, you couldn't get a place as nice as Steve Martin had in The Jerk, where he was living in Jackie Mason's gas station.
Yeah.
The new phone books are here.
New phone books are here.
Jelly. Hello.
Yeah, I was calling. Remember how you guys were talking about that lady getting the cucumber maybe stuck up there?
Yes, she was a magician. She did a vanishing act for us.
Well, I made a nectarine disappear one time. And
really?
Yeah, I had to go to the gynecologist to get it removed.
Oh, my.
I mean, it was a nightmare. I was over there squatting on the floor and pushing. My husband's trying to get it with a fork. I mean, we did everything.
Talk about a juicy fruit.
That fruit was so juicy.
Oh, great one. How juicy was that fruit?
It was so juicy, I saw a robin drinking that nectarine juice with Nestea.
Hi-oh! May I bite your anal polyps? Great one.
Gosh, Ed, nothing would feel better, and you know those teeth, those oversized caps are so big and sharp.
Great one.
Well, chew away, yes.
Great one.
Chew away, polyp breath.
May I swallow, great one?
Yes, Ed, swallow away. Hi-oh!
For you, great one.
Thanks so much, Ed.
I gladly bite your anal polyps.
And swallow. Way to go, Ed.
Great one. Dick Clark would like to come help me next time, great one.
Fantastic. You can give away those sweepstakes if you're not in too much trouble already. Yes, hi-oh!
Yeah, didn't some show do a, like an expose last night? Mm-hmm. Was it Dateline or...
May have, because
60 Minutes.
Been in the news lately. Yeah, the way I understand it is that every magazine subscription that they sell, all going right in the pockets of Ed and Dick.
Wow. Evil, the evil Ed and Dick.
That's right.
Yes, Kim, here she is. Kim calling us from Las Vegas. Kim who had, I don't want to say she had a nectarine stuck. She did a vanishing act, did a trick with a peach. How...
Nectarine.
How did
a delightful nectarine. Yeah.
How did the nectarine start there?
Well, we have kids, and we figured we'd take a weekend and go to a hotel, and my husband was trying to be romantic, so we bought a fruit basket.
That's an incurable romantic, putting a nectarine there.
Down there.
And he was nibbling on it, and I guess he pushed too hard, and it just kind of popped in, and then it was, I mean, it took us like 24 hours before I finally agreed to go because I was so humiliated.
And he couldn't try as he may. Well, I guess if you're in a hotel, not too many tools available in a hotel.
Well, you could call a room service, though, and have him set up.
Room service, and we ordered some food, and we got the fork, and he was stabbing at it, and it just wouldn't come out. You know, it kept rolling in there, and we couldn't get a grip on it.
Did you think about going to the bathroom, get a nice plunger?
Well, we
one of those things.
Wouldn't that be sanitary?
You pull out her intestines? Well, Mike, sanitation goes out the window when you've got a nectarine stuck there.
Oh, my God.
So you finally went to the gynecologist?
Yeah.
Yeah, and?
And he put that little, you know, the Donald Duck thing in there?
Yeah, the little forceps?
Yeah, he put that in there, and then he grabbed it with some forceps and pulled it out, and by then it was fairly disgusting.
I'll tell you, though, you ought to be teaching in med school. They're calling those forceps the little Donald Duck thing. I've never heard them called that.
Oh, that's great. They look like his beak.
Right? Yeah, like the duck bill.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. So, boy, that's the pit.
Yeah.
You get it?
Bada bing,
yeah,
that's the pit.
Got it out. Oh. I had to take antibiotics for like a week, they said, in case there was an infection.
Well, you never know what kind of things they're going to put on those nectarines, you know.
Yeah.
Did you wash the nectarine first?
Well, actually, it just came in the fruit basket. It had the cellophane on it.
So I'm sure it was clean.
Oh, it had the cellophane on it from a hotel.
Yeah. Well, thank goodness there were no cantaloupes in that basket.
Yeah.
Or pineapples.
I know somebody who could have done the cantaloupe trip. Trick. Where's the tape of that wonderful lady, Rob? Oh. You know the one I'm thinking of.
Oh.
The gal who could probably make a cantaloupe vanish?
In Paris.
Beautiful.
Hello.
There
she is. All right. Well, Kim, thank you for sharing that with us.
Oh, no problem.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Sometimes we simply pause to think about the nectarine.
I'm the green grocer. And I'll see you in aisle 3.
People love nectarines, and they're in season now, but make sure they're not too ripe.
She's got more than enough nectarine down there. Hello, hello, Don and Mike Show.
Am I caller 100?
Yes, you are.
Great.
What's your name, my friend?
Bill Fletcher.
Where are you from, Phil?
Calling from Herndon.
Phil, you've won a Hoodlum prize pack.
Sounds great.
All right, so you win the Hoodlum CD, the T-shirt, and pay-per-view. Don't miss Hoodlum with Lawrence Fishburne, Andy Garcia, and Vanessa Bueno Arbusto Williams.
Ooh, nice!
Wouldn't I love to be Vanessa Williams nectarine?
Oh, wouldn't that be fantastic?
What a great way to die that would be.
Oh, man.
You guys are great. Love your show.
You would gladly give up your life.
Hoodlum now playing on Media General Top Event. Call to order Hoodlum. And more importantly, my friend, you're in the running now for the drawing Friday. We're going to give away somebody's rent or mortgage for a whole month, because that is a B-I-itch of a payment.
Fantastic. And absolutely.
How much is your rent or mortgage?
$12.19 and change.
Ooh.
That's fantastic, Bill Fletcher. And now I'm thinking of Jessica Fletcher, another great Fletcher, and her nectarines.
No relation.
Oh.
Hold the line, please.
All right. Ma'am.
I bet that in her prime,
sure,
Jessica Fletcher, a variety of fruits that could have
peaches
disappeared. Right, sure.
Sure, absolutely.
Yeah.
Maybe even grapefruits.
Wow. Did you say ow?
I said wow.
Well, wow. Either one would apply. Mike, what do you think about a watermelon?
Go ahead, Robert. Stop being wishful. Well, what I wish for? Or anything.
This is the tape we have the Little Rascals. You know, they were super racist.
Yes.
So, Buckwheat's standing there talking to his Alfalfa, mm-hmm, or one of those kids, and they're asking Buckwheat what he'd like to wish for.
Right, and of course, immediately they go right to the stereotype of the watermelon.
Mm-hmm. Right. So then they say, you can't have a watermelon, and he says, I wish I had a big watermelon.
That's it.
Or something like that. Here it is.
That sounds like Spanky.
I wish I had a big watermelon. Wish I had a big watermelon. I wish I had a big watermelon.
Hey, you ain't running that
ramp. I know it, but I will.
There you go. Little Rascals, everybody.
And later, in later years, we had Spanky before he passed away on the show. And no one ever could have been nicer.
The very foul, mean-spirited Spanky.
Just an incredible, angry man. And we go, hey, Spanky, what do you want?
F you.
Go!
F you.
He was mad he wasn't making any money off, yeah, I think, the tapes that they were selling at the time.
Yeah, when they had like a retrospective on the Little Rascals.
Right. I'm not getting a dime. Go away. F you.
Yeah. I saw him flip out one time on Geraldo. Oh, I wish I could have seen Sally today.
Oh, really?
I'm normally not a Sally fan, but the promo sucked me in.
Really?
And I wasn't able to watch it. What they have is
Of course, the panel made up of mainly white trash.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Jim. And here's what the headline said. Yeah, lots of jelly there.
The headline said, "We will eat jelly."
The thing, it comes down to the topic of the show. The headline says, "I think you're cheating on me," and .. and I'll prove it.
Okay. Oh.
So they have guys sitting up there with their girlfriends.
Howdy.
You know, the girlfriends are going, "You cheated on me." And he's going, they're all smiling, you know.
Yeah, because they think, you know, they could care less about the ramifications for their future. It's simply, "We're on the TV!"
Right, and they go, "I never cheated on you." And then Sally pulls a blanket off a piece of equipment. She goes, "Let's see what you think about a lie detector."
Oh, wow. My.
Hey, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's worth sticking around for.
Yeah, I didn't get to see it. It looked pretty promising.
I think all those shows ought to have that as a regular feature. I mean, Springer's behind the, behind the time.
Yeah. He got beat by Sally on that one.
Yeah, Springer with a lie detector.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
I'm number 100.
Oh, I already gave that away.
Okay.
All right, keep listening.
All right. You're welcome.
Hello.
Oops.
Soft Hello?
Spoken man.
Don and Mike.
Hey, how's it going?
Hi, my friend.
How are you?
Great.
Hey, I just wanted to let you know that I was shot with rock salt by Spanky about 8 years ago.
What happened to you?
He shot us with rock salt. Me and my friends, we lived in Hemet, California, and we were in these orange groves. And he shot us with rock salt. It was either, I know it was his property. I'm not sure if it was him or someone he knows, but we were shot with rock salt.
Well, there's a big difference, you know, between him. I mean, you could tell if it was Spanky up there with the shotgun.
Well, we couldn't see. All we heard was the shot. We took off running, and we ended up with the welt off and down our back and back of our legs.
How does he shoot you with rock salt? Did he put that in a gun?
Yeah, a shotgun.
It's like saltpeter, right, that they used to put in there or something like that, you know?
Yeah, it's just, they were about...
Saltpeter. That's so nasty. Saltpeter.
Saltpeter.
Saltpeter. That'd be a good DJ name. Hey, Nick at Night coming up next, and you got Al Nino. My name's Saltpeter. You have to switch it around. Peter Salt.
Peter Salt with you right after the Al Nino show.
Oh, great. Well, I thought I'd just let you know about that.
All right.
Thank you very much.
You know, in our conversations with him, Spanky struck me as a guy that perhaps, you know, you're in my orange grove.
And of my property.
Go away.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello? Okay. Hello.
Yeah. I was wondering if you remember, there was somebody that worked for you that used carrots, some girl's butt.
That was Art Baker, the touchdown maker.
Art Baker. Right.
Art Baker. Well, you got new listeners. I figure they'd want to hear it.
Yeah, that's a good one. I'm glad you brought that up. There's this guy, Art Baker, used to be a sales guy.
Right.
He used to play with the Cleveland Browns. I mean, that's why you call him Art Baker, the touchdown maker.
Great guy. We love to have him around.
Yeah. He came in one time. He's a brother. So he used to come in, and we used to get, you know, brother's angle on the world here on the show. He's the guy, when we finally started playing those things, Don and Mike, my brother.
Right.
You know, that's from Art Baker.
That came from Art.
So one day he was in here, and we were talking with him about one of his many love conquests. Mm-hmm. And he said that he was laying in bed with this woman,
mm-hmm.
and he had a bag of mini carrots.
Those little baby carrots cut into sections.
And what he would do is he would put the carrots... Did he put a butt?
Yep.
Yeah.
That's what he said. And he said he got up to like 12 or 13 of them.
While she was sleeping. Like, I guess she was laying on her stomach and he was just
whiling away the hours.
Trying to see how many of those baby carrots he could get butt.
That's what he did. And, you know, I think for a while after that, everybody was dropping off baby carrots here.
Yeah, there were a lot of carrots coming in. She was a 12-carat butt.
Yes, she was. And Art was very proud of that. And apparently she was, too.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, how you doing?
I heard that he's like running a halfway house now or something, like for misbegotten kids.
I think he's done that kind of thing before, and I think he went back to doing it again.
Yeah. Boy, there's a guy that goes from one extreme to the other.
That's for sure.
From the girl's butt with carrots to working with underprivileged kids.
Yeah.
Hello?
You do what you can.
Don and Mike.
Hey, how you doing?
No one from our current sales staff is near that creative or artistic.
No, you would never have any of those people right now that would have anything to do with carrots.
Hello?
Hey.
Hey.
What's going on?
We are here doing the show, fulfilling a 5-year contract with CBS.
That is beautiful.
Right on.
You guys are doing such a job.
Buddy!
I was wondering if you were talking about ratings the other day, and I was wondering if you guys have any idea how you're doing in Greenville, South Carolina on WPK.
Better, I think. They're one of the stations that sends us a Xerox of the ratings when they come out. I think we're doing great there. I mean, great being a relative term.
Don't have it handy, though. It's not right in front of us right now.
Yeah, well, you know, I just, down here, kind of in the middle of the Bible Belt, But you got a lot of support, and, you know, we just, I don't know, the station's kind of up and down, but we love you. So.
Well, listen, it's real important, no matter where you listen to our show, there are a couple of things you should do, really. First is listen every day. Please listen to the whole show.
Absolutely.
So we don't have to repeat stuff. Second, admit you listen to the show.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's important. Yeah. If anybody asks you, admit you listen. And number three, patronize the sponsors. And I'll give you a number four. If you think things are going good now where you're living and listening to the show,
yeah,
call the station. I'm serious. Call the station and tell them.
I've done that twice.
Tell them you like the show.
And
you would be amazed.
That anybody that is actually. All right,
now let me finish what I was going to say. You would be amazed how even two or three people calling a radio station.
You don't need to keep him on the line because he had done everything that you had suggested.
Right, already.
Right. He had it taken care of.
He wanted to talk over me.
That's right.
Call the station and tell them that you dig the show.
Right.
As corny as that sounds, there are some stations, like what happened to us in Boise, Idaho.
Sure.
We've been on in Boise on the station KFXD for about 3 years. We had good ratings. Not number one ratings, but they're a crappy AM station. Mm-hmm. We were in the ballpark. We were in the top five.
Yep.
Station always had supported us. They recently changed hands.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, when the other company bought the station, they canned our show.
That's it.
Now, if we had had a heads up on this, I don't know if we could have helped. But I know that if people had been calling in advance to say how much they loved the show, mm-hmm. even though they had good ratings,
sure,
those personal touches sometimes can really turn a situation around.
If you really want to go hog wild, send the general manager a fruit basket.
I mean, you would be amazed. And conversely, the same happens to us if one person calls to complain.
Right.
That one call gets the equivalent of, you would think, 1,000 calls.
Sure.
But it works. It works both ways.
So it's nice to pass along every now and then that we, you know, everywhere. If you like the show, pass that along to the powers that be. It helps us. It really does.
I'm not kidding about that. I swear to God. Hello, Donna Mike.
Last week you were talking about Leanne Rimes and who she looked like.
She looks like Meryl Stubing's daughter on The Love Boat.
No, I saw that today. That's they run that here, I think, on Fox. I think they run that somewhere in Washington. And I was watching her. Tremendous amount of makeup for a young woman when that show was in its heyday.
She got a real moon pie face. Both of them, both Vicky Stubing and Leanne Rimes.
Okay, check
and also
out.
That Erin, what's her name from Happy Days? Erin Moran. Yeah, she has also the moon face with a tremendous amount of makeup.
Maybe it's because
to me though, the one she looks like is Valerie Bertinelli with blonde hair.
Okay. No way. No way. Listen, Valerie Bertinelli is way up there.
You're doing Ms. Bertinelli a disservice by saying that.
Yeah. You've got to look at the eyes, the lips, and the nose. It's Valerie Bertinelli all the way. I'm sorry.
Valerie Bertinelli is
kind of like Valerie Bertinelli meets David Letterman.
She is the real deal.
Well, and Leanne Rimes has an extraordinary singing voice. And
listen,
they have more talent.
As they say in the schoolyards, Valerie Bertinelli, she's got game.
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
She got game. Leanne Rimes doesn't have that game yet.
She's got talent. Valerie Bertinelli, all she has is a limited acting range.
You know what we have?
Hey, but she landed Eddie Van Halen.
We have a professional Valerie Bertinelli hater on the line.
Yeah.
Why are you so hard on Valerie?
Well, Valerie Bertinelli I'm sure she's a nice person, but she's been playing off that image of hers for 20 damn years. And she has no range. She can't do anything. But
who cares?
Come on.
Well, who cares?
Who would that be? Did somebody just jump on the line there?
No, I am in a parking lot. I just had to call. I'm lonely and I'm out of sorts.
You're out of sorts. Why are you out of sorts, Dolly?
Oh, I'm being kicked out of my home.
Oh, my
really?
God.
And
well, you should enter a rent a mortgage contest.
Yeah, well, you know, I wish I had a mortgage. I'm getting kicked out. I won't have anything. But thank you. I mean, you guys, you mean so much to me.
Well, if you're, you know, the only good thing about that is you could maybe call that guy Michael Moore and see if you could get in on Roger and Me Too. I watched that over the weekend with that guy that evicts everybody from their house.
Oh, he kicks it out on Christmas Eve.
Oh, my God, it was terrible. And he's doing the speech that guy, the chairman of GM, is making, going, Christmas, the words of Dickens, and you're seeing
and
people
kicking out. And they're splicing in people being evicted.
God.
Yeah, that's still a great movie. My favorite part of Roger and Me is when the lady is skinning the rabbits.
Oh, I saw that, too.
Boy, is she a nice lady.
They do not pull any punches in that documentary when you see her.
Some rabbit kind of like lady.
Billy Club, and she just goes clunk, clunk.
Yeah.
And she skins them rabbits.
She skins them.
And she eats jelly.
Well, hey, guys, I love getting jiggy with you.
All right, well, hope it works out for you.
I hope so. Please play.
pray for me.
No, God bless you. I hope it does work out.
Thank you. Yeah.
Do you want a copy of Career Girls on VHS? Will that help you through it?
Is that a porno movie?
No, I'm told it might as well be, though.
Oh, I don't watch that kind of stuff. The only kind of ribaldry I like is from you guys.
Oh, we're the only source of ribaldry.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I feel better about it coming from you for some reason.
All right, well, take this. Take this, please. Okay?
What?
Please take this. Perhaps when they take all your furniture away, at least you'll have one thing. You can gather the family around the video box.
See, I got no address no more.
Really?
I don't have an address to send the video to. Mother, out of my butt.
I mean, like right now you're sitting out in your car?
Well, I'm sitting out in my car right now.
Uh-huh. Where are you going to go tonight?
Well, I have a sister, but I mean, I don't know. I just wanted to call and tell y'all about the Valerie Bertinelli Leanne Rimes connection.
And you
thank y'all for being good people.
Taking that hostility out on poor Valerie Bertinelli, huh?
Well, she okay, but you know that mother of hers, that little one?
Whose mother? You mean, are you talking about One Day at a Time?
Yeah. This is the end of the show. That's with every guy she saw on that show.
Yeah, right.
And it was like, you know, she's a mother, but she's always bagging every guy she sees.
Well, it was the 70s.
Well,
I hope this doesn't make you feel bad, but I understand she's living in a pretty big mansion right now.
She made $90,000 an episode at the time of the show.
Yeah, and Eddie racks up a lot of bucks.
Oh, hell, they probably own apartment buildings, Mike.
They probably do, though.
Well,
hotels.
Me one, God. Sorry, I didn't mean to.
Oh, don't. That's okay. If you wanted to cuss, you know, we understand.
Well, thank you anyway. I love you guys, and I hope you know, I do better.
Well, why are you in these dire straits?
Oh, I don't want to go into it.
Did you lose your job?
Yeah, it's part of it. I'm sorry. I'm too overcome. I can't talk anymore.
I hate to be cruel.
Oh, you think
my crap detector's going off big time right now.
You think this lady's making it up?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Sorry, I can't talk no more.
You're lying. Mm. Yeah. Mm. Yeah, I think she was lying. That's why she hung up, too.
Aw, you.
It was fine until she got into all that woe is me stuff. Oh. Well,
if she was holding on for the warm and fuzzy ending, she should know that this is the wrong show. If she thought, like, after 10 minutes, we're going, hey, you know what?
Right.
Hey, queen for a day.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. You have a copy of Career Girls on VHS. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
You know, it's really sad that she could be kicked out of her house, but I'm sure glad she held on to that cell phone.
Right. Okay. Gotcha. Hello, Dynamite Show.
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
Hey, Bonnie.
Got a great story for you.
You know, it makes me feel all warm and fuzzy inside when our listeners are as cynical as we are. Yeah. I enjoy that.
I still don't know why she hated Valerie Bertinelli so bad. It had nothing to do with being evicted or anything.
I don't understand where that came from.
Hello?
Yeah, I was going to tell you. Saturday night, I was coming back from a club right around the corner from the Palm Restaurant in D.C.
Yeah.
And I walked right up on George Murison, you know, for the Wizards, the big tall guy.
Mm-hmm.
The giant.
Rookie guy. Real nice guy, walked up, shook his hand and stuff like
movie
that.
Movie star.
Yeah, big with Billy Crystal.
Yeah, well, that leads into the second point. I walked right up on Billy Crystal, 3 feet from him.
Did you have glorious four-way sex?
What's that?
Did you have glorious four-way sex?
Yes, we did. No, I walked right up. This is a true story. I walked right up and I said, Billy, how you doing? Billy C., how you doing? He wouldn't look up. I said, Billy, hi, how are you?
Billy
would not say anything. I said, you suck. You're washed up. You haven't had a good movie since When Harry Met Sally. He just turned and walked right in his limo and left. Everybody started rolling around him.
Really? You did not really say to Billy Crystal, you suck. You did not.
I swear to God on my life, Doc.
How would you prove this?
Ask him, anybody who was there at the party.
Got to have a witness.
What was the club? What was the club that you were at?
It was called Sense No Sense, though. It was right around the corner from it.
And you said to Billy Crystal, you suck.
I said, right to his, about 4 feet from his face, I said, you suck. You're washed up. You haven't had a good movie since When Harry Met Sally.
And he only said that after he wouldn't acknowledge you with the nice stuff.
Yeah, well, yeah, he thinks he's better than everybody else. I mean, I was just trying to be nice. I just wanted to say hi. George Murison was super nice, shook his hand, everything, talked with him for a second. I just wanted some acknowledgement.
So he really was, he wasn't talking to anybody or doing anything? He was just standing there?
He was better than anybody else in the entire world that night. He just had his head down, wouldn't acknowledge anybody else.
Much as I hate Billy Crystal, you know, it's possible Billy Crystal would just mind his own business.
Well, he could have just acknowledged. We just looked up and said hi. That's all I wanted.
And he knew you were there, and he knew you were yelling that. And
I am 4 feet from the guy, except for the few people that are standing around him, and they started rolling, cracking up.
All right, so you said to Billy Crystal's face, you said, you suck, and you haven't had a good movie since When Harry Met Sally?
You're washed up, and you haven't had a good movie since When Harry Met Sally.
Whoa!
Swear to God, my life.
You got to start carrying a tape recorder around with you.
I think I might.
All right, my friend.
All right, guys. You have a nice one.
All right, thank you. Have a happy. Have a happy.
Bye-bye. All right, see
you. Bye-bye. Okay. We've got a break, and we're coming right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Do not touch the glass. Do not approach the glass. You fancy nothing but soft paper. No pencils or pens. No staples or paper clips in this paper. Here's the sliding proof carrier. No exceptions. If he attempts to pass you anything, do not accept it. Do you understand me?
I understand, sir.
I'm going to show you why we insist on such precautions. On the afternoon of July 8, 1981, he complained of chest pains and was taken to the dispensary. His mouthpiece and restraints were removed for an EKG. When the nurse leaned over him, he did this to her. The doctors managed to reset her jaw, more or less, save one of her eyes. His pulse never got above 85, even when he ate her tongue.
The Don and Mike Show. The innovators of the genital sneeze, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Big Red want to show you the pictures of Big Red.
I'd like to correct the rumor that senior citizens are not having sex. We are. We're just having it slower. Come to think of it, that's pretty good.
That is Estelle Getty.
Uh-huh. Yes, and not to be confused with Big Red, who... Well, we got a little preview of these pictures a few weeks ago, and little did we know that it would be in published print as soon as the 2 nights went by.
All right, so here's the letter that we received from the photographer.
Yeah.
Dear Don and Mike, once again, thanks for having us on your show. Enclosed are 5 magazines. 3 have been individualized for Don, Mike, and Rob. The other 2 are generic.
Magazines.
Hope you enjoy. Big Red signed the cover.
Mm-hmm.
As an aside, my nephew heard us in Sacramento, called his father, who called his dad in Stockton, California, and they all listened to me on your show.
Damn.
The small world of mass communication. Sincerely, your friend, Mike the Photographer, and he's from Tampa, Florida.
Mike the Photographer, a guy with a kind of an Ernest Hemingway look to him.
Now, we love these magazines, and we used to have a guy at a newsstand in Baltimore who would send us a regular supply of both the over 50 and over 60 magazines, and also Plumper, which was our favorite magazine that had real huge obese women posing naked.
That would be Ed at Center News, Don. I don't know what's happened to Ed, but that was a regular thing that he did, and we haven't heard from him. We didn't fall out of favor with him, so I certainly hope he's all right.
And as I'm glancing through the...
What is the pup? Now, the title of this publication is...
50 Plus, Sensational 50 plus. Sexy Seniors.
Sure.
And as you can see, here she is. On the cover, Big Red. Arlene is 59 years young, and she likes them hung.
Oh, God.
Okay?
Oh, no.
Bonus treat, 50 Plus portfolio, our proud salute to sizzling seniors.
And that that picture that's on the cover is one that we actually received here early.
Right. While these pictures of Big Red... 59-year-old Arlene.
Lovely.
Were being taken. We were doing our radio show. It was a live shoot.
We couldn't be more proud.
There
she is.
No, this is,
He's,
take a look at this lovely. This is BJ.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Let me find you another good one here. That was all about BJ. Here is, okay, the next one. Who is this? This
going through all the lovelies in the magazine?
Yes.
Nobody is lovely as Big Red.
Well, I don't. It seems to me she's got some competition here, Mike. Boy, they got a lot of ads in here. You tell me if this woman doesn't look like maybe they went out and dug her up. Okay? Take a look at her.
What is that? What is that fetching facial expression she has there?
Her name is Sun.
Sun. Huh.
There is nothing funnier than seeing these grandmas.
Oh, my God. like with their legs way up in the air.
Oh, no.
And here's what it says beneath the photograph of Sun.
Trying to figure out that pose there.
When the 50-plus photographer told me I was beautiful, I thought he was kidding.
Mm-hmm.
I was that shy. But I took him seriously when he ripped off my dress. And something right there on the spot.
Really?
Well, now, you remember...
Does it look the way she's holding her hair there? Does it look perhaps like she's trying to give herself an impromptu facelift by pulling the hair up like that?
You know what? This reminds me of... this will be a good relatable. Anybody who's seen Men in Black...
Yes.
You know the scene where the aliens crash in the farm?
Yeah.
And when the guy goes into the body of the redneck farmer, and
right.
when he comes inside and his wife says, "You don't look too good, your skin's hanging on you," and he pulls back all of his skin.
How's that? Is that better? What do you think of that?
That doesn't look like that's what she's doing.
Very similar, that picture right there. Very scary.
All right, then there's Lynn and... Look at this.
Oh, no!
Oh, wow.
Hello, Connie.
Page 57. That's the highlight right there. There she is.
There you have your plumper and your over 50 at the same time.
She looks like a school bus driver.
Oh, God.
Let's see. It says, Connie.
Man, oh, man.
She's in the bathtub. You little pipsqueaks, I know for a fact you're not man enough for me, but I couldn't care less. I'll do something anyway. That's right, and then I'll do it again. Because this old girl needs a steady diet of something.
You know, the bus driver analogy, very appropriate there.
Okay.
Lovely Connie.
Okay.
This is just jam-packed.
Connie has been topped.
Connie has been topped?
Connie has been topped by... by Lynn.
That is the scariest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Look at her.
Howdy, Lynn.
Oh,
my God.
She's giving a weird, like, Freddy Krueger look.
Some of these poses, I mean, the facial expressions are not doing it here.
They think
neither is anything else.
How about this?
Oh, God.
And here she is.
Oh, wow. Oh, no.
Okay. There's Ronette. Okay. Let's see. Here's Busty. Her name is Busty.
Just page after page in this publication. Yeah. You know, pretty good value for the individual that wants to go out and purchase this publication.
Sure. And apparently not hard to find beautiful models.
No, I mean, it's just they seem to be coming out of the woodwork.
Yeah.
Well, now,
in many cases, they look like the woodwork.
Relatively speaking.
Yes.
This gal's a real knockout.
Oh.
Here's Grace.
Yeah, Don.
Do you want me to go back to Connie?
No. Please don't go back to Connie. And, you know, I know you think Lynn tops Connie, but I think Connie is still our winner.
Well, no.
Oh.
You haven't seen Diana.
Diana's in here. Oh.
Talk about haggard and weather-beaten.
Is she having a cigarette?
Yeah, how you guys doing?
Diana.
You know, and they don't even get these gals. It's like, pretend that you've dropped a bunch of change and bend over and pick up the coins. That's what virtually all of the shots are.
Not a lot of choreography in these photo shoots, I think.
No,
okay.
That's too bad.
Now, let's see.
Now, Big Red, of course, is the star of the magazine.
She is the last woman featured.
She's the feature.
Yeah. And here she is, Arlene Big Red.
These are all the pictures that we saw before.
Here's what it says.
And we're mentioned in the article, I think?
No, I don't think we're mentioned.
Oh, I thought they told us we would be.
No, you know we're not.
You know, we were supposed to be.
Yeah.
It says Big Red. We can't name the town.
Thank God we weren't.
We can't name the town where eye-pleasing Arlene owns and operates a bakery and diner. She's already got all the hungry customers she can handle.
Gross.
Now, you know what this is as we look at these pictures of Arlene?
Yes.
This is like if you've seen a bad car accident and you drive by it one time and then you turn around and you come by it again. I imagine like the fifth or sixth time that you drove by.
Sure.
You would no longer be shocked by the carnage that you were seeing. We saw these photos
carnage.
Many, many weeks ago. You know what?
Show me the carnage.
You know what? I should have had this picture of Connie with me when I was in the ocean last week.
Yeah.
And that would have taken care of that little problem that I have.
What is the deal with that? That hairdo. That
she's
lovely
like,
hairdo.
She's like Betty Hill, doesn't she?
Really?
All right, let me get back to Big Red. Here's what it says about Big Red.
I'm what most women would call a slut.
Oh.
But I have more fun than most women ever will.
Okay, she's 59.
Wow, hey, look at that. That's a close-up. You get a good look at her teeth there.
Look at that. And look at that.
Ah, yeah.
And that looks like a dog toy to shoot on. Oh, God. All right. I love pleasing people, especially men, says Arlene with a sultry giggle.
Sultry.
If a guy turns me on,
hi,
and most do, I'll do anything he asks.
Ooh.
And I mean anything.
Hi.
I love... She loves something.
Sure she does.
She loves to have more something.
Come
she,
to my bakery.
She likes... Oh.
It's naughty. It's naughty. It's filthy. She's filthy dialogue. In these
hers days. Is the dirtiest of anyone that I've read so far.
Well, you know, she was a little potty mouth when we had her on the show.
And then there she is. There's a, now, here you go. There's a shot, not even of her face. That's just her torso.
With a little shot of her tattoo there.
Arlene, age 59, vitals 40, 34, 40.
Mm-hmm.
Bakery owner. Specialty... Well, I can't read her specialty.
Oh, that's too bad.
I can't read her specialty.
And that's a shame. Mike. That's it?
That's it.
Let's give the 50-plus magazine. It is here and personally autographed to you, right?
Well, now, here's mine that says, good things to you, Don.
Mm-hmm.
Be good, honey.
Right.
Big red.
That's right. And tiny little, very dainty handwriting there.
And here you go. You are a sweetie, Mike. My best to you.
Oh,
big
please.
Red.
No,
you want to bring that to the hospital with you tonight?
I'll tell you, it's right to the framing store before I leave here.
Let's see. Best to you, Rob. Thanks, darling. Big red. Oh, Robbie.
Hey, Robbie.
And then, Buzz, I'm sorry. The one for you is generic. It just says best of all. Best of all to you, darling.
It's all right. I'll write in my own name.
Oh, here's two generic ones. There's one for Buzz and one for Jimmy.
Wow.
Well, there you go. That's the... That's the fun that we can get from one of these magazines.
And, you know, who would have thought that we'd have a personalized autograph from a cover girl on this show?
Listen, I've got to meet Connie.
Yeah.
We've got to get Connie on this show. If you're one of these sleaze balls who actually buys these magazines, I urge you to turn to page 50 plus. That's the name. Page 57.
I'm very disappointed.
Connie on page. You looking at her picture again?
Yeah. I'm very disappointed that there is only one picture of Connie.
Yeah. I say it's time for an entire magazine devoted to Connie.
That is soap, isn't it?
Simply, yeah.
Simply call the magazine Connie. Is that a scar on her forehead right there?
No,
over her right eye.
No, that is just
maybe a fold.
Yeah.
Mm.
And you know the look that she has says. Do you really think I'm sexy? Really? You want me to do this?
Boy, that's incredible. That looks like, seriously, about a 19, 20-inch neck. She's got there.
Well, all right. That's how that goes. We'll put these magazines in the drawer of the desk.
Connie needs a steady diet.
Yes, she does. Yes, she's hungry, Mike.
She is.
Always hungry. Okay. So that's that's the magazine.
Wow.
All right, now, you want to try to call Big Red?
Yeah, let's give Big Red a call.
Tell her how much we enjoyed her pictures.
Say thank you for sending that personal message to us.
But how come we didn't get our plug in the magazine?
Yeah, that's what we really
this
want.
This photo shoot happened live on the Don and Mike show. That's the kind of spontaneous attention that can really make a show happen,
hello,
baby.
Please record a message after the tone.
Oh, she's not there. Oh.
Would you like to play a game?
Shall we play a game?
Hey, Big Red. How's your old tomato? This is Don and Mike.
Hey, we got your personally autographed picture and in the 50-plus magazine. Way to go, cover girl.
Listen, we wanted to talk to you about that. And also, is there any way you could find out for us how we can get in touch with a gal on page 57? Her name is Connie, and she's in a bathtub.
We really loved her the most.
She has a bunch of soap in her hair, and we'd like to get her on the show. So, Big Red, first off, congratulations on your spread, and I do mean spread.
Mm-hmm.
And thanks for thinking of us and sending the personally autographed copies. And if we could get a hold of Connie, that would be just great.
You're terrific, Big Red, but Connie is the lady we need to talk to.
Okay, thank you for your time, Big Red.
Thank you.
And bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.
Oh, God. Page after page after page was so much fun.
God bless the United States of America. You might want to bring that home and show that to your mom. Show your mom what you do for a living. Huh?
Absolutely. I couldn't be more proud, especially a personally autographed copy for myself.
Yeah. We'll be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Well, I'll tell you this. I am never doing that again.
What? You mean in your mouth or all together?
All together.
Oh, give me a break.
Right.
You don't think I can?
No chance.
You think you could?
Well, I know I could hold out longer than you.
Care to make it interesting?
Sure, how much?
$100?
You're on.
Wait a second. Count me in on this.
You?
Yeah.
You'll be out before we get the check.
I want to be in on this, too.
Oh, no.
Why?
You're a woman.
So what?
It's easier for a woman not to do it than a man. Oh. We have to do it. It's part of our lifestyle. It's like shaving.
Oh, that is such baloney. I shave my legs.
Not every day.
The Don and Mike Show.
No humps allowed. The Don and Mike Show.
Okay, Titanic.
Yes.
Listen, I'm the only guy in the world. That doesn't like this movie, that hasn't seen this movie.
We haven't gotten a lot of calls of people from people that haven't liked it.
I'm out there on an island, man.
And I loved it. I will, every time we bring it up, I will urge you to go see it, even though I know you will decline, because now your heels are firmly dug into the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And I go see it.
I found out today, Cannon Grace, the gentle giant.
He's seen it twice.
No. Saw it again last night.
He's seen it three times. He has exquisite taste in cinema.
Something wrong with that boy. Have you seen it, Buzz?
No, not yet, but perhaps this weekend.
Good man, Buzz.
I'm eager to see it.
Ah, shut up, Buzz. Listen, I obviously am in the wrong on this.
You would like it, and I've told you that there would be one scene in particular. You can take out all the disaster.
Not worth
and stuff.
3 hours to see some girl naked.
Well, I'll tell you, the movie's great, so you wouldn't be bored.
The P.U., boring old stuff.
Did you like the Poseidon Adventure?
Thanks, Rob. Thanks. Yeah. I did, though.
I
answered that as a serious question. I did.
Well, you know, you like the disaster film.
Uh-huh. I don't like period pieces.
I know. You don't like you ever forward. You don't even like looking back. You don't even like looking in your rearview mirror. But I tell you something.
I don't like olden stuff,
this,
man.
This movie is it's just so real.
Boring.
It's so real with the disaster.
Jeez, I wonder what the plot is. The ship goes out, the ship sinks, everybody dies.
That's not the plot.
Good night, everybody.
That's actually not the plot.
Mm-hmm. That's the key. Oh, yeah. Ooh, about the old people and the jewels.
Hey, a bunch of crap.
Anyway, listen, I'm in the minority.
Standing alone on this one.
I'm in the minority, but I maintain that movie sucked, and you people are all suckers for going to see it a million times. Like Cannon Grace. Go ahead and make James Cameron the most powerful man in Hollywood.
It has a very good shot at winning the Academy Award for Best Picture.
So did Out of Africa, Mike. So does every other boring
movie.
Out
of Africa win an Academy Award?
I think it was nominated.
Was it nominated?
One of those boring movies.
It's a great example, though, to throw up against it. I mean, because I can't defend Out of Africa.
That's the genre. You know, your French lieutenant's woman.
Oh, come on now. It's not even in the same category. It's not in front of any Meryl Streep movie.
Those movies could have used a shipwreck.
Okay. Oh, Cameron. James Cameron makes no money for Titanic, it says on my screen now. But listen,
he doesn't. He actually threw the money away because it was overrunning the cost.
He's such a generous man.
And he said, forget about it.
He will earn nothing down the road from the movie Titanic. Gosh, let's send him our money. After we send our money to John Elway, who thankfully, finally has won the Super Bowl.
Let me see now. So now going to see the Titanic is basically just handing your money to this guy without any... It's like charity in your mind. It's giving this movie to him without any benefit. Like perhaps enjoying a good 3-hour movie.
What a boring idea for a movie.
why are you so against this?
I was against
why
it.
Are you? You've been. I will give you that. You have been
2 years. I've been against it.
You've been against it from the beginning.
When they announced the plans for the movie, I said I cannot imagine a more boring topic. And then when they said it's 3 hours long.
Now, can I tell you something though? I'd like credit for this because I said it when everybody was saying about the Titanic that it was going to be a big disaster, and not just a disaster film, a disaster of a movie. I said that this movie is going to be a blockbuster, and that's before the movie even came out. And sure enough, it was a blockbuster. Wow.
Gold star for you, Mike.
I know. I just thought.
Good for you. You're coming on.
Maybe I shouldn't throw that in now with the way you feel about this movie.
No, listen, you're proven right. I just think I'm right, and everybody in the world is wrong.
I will give you credit, though, early on, before anybody.
Yeah.
You were saying that As Good As It Gets is a good movie.
Well, listen, you don't have to go out on a limb to say a movie with Jack Nicholson and Helen Hunt's going to be good, but this Titanic.
Jack Nicholson has made a lot of stinkers in the last few years.
Listen.
about Titanic.
Yes.
Here's all I want to say about Titanic.
Okay.
Leonard DiCaprio.
Leonardo, yes.
Okay, I got nothing against him. He's a nice kid.
Why are you calling him Leonard all the time? Why do you insist on calling the poor boy Leonard?
Because I don't like calling him Leonardo.
That is his name. Leonard.
I will call him
Leonard DiCaprio.
I called him Leonard DiCaprio when he was in Romeo and Juliet. I called him Leonard DiCaprio when he was in that movie with De Niro, where De Niro was the dad of the Boy Scout leader.
You like all those paintings by Leonard da Vinci?
Okay.
What does it say about him?
Oh, about Len?
Yes.
About Len DiCaprio?
About Len, I like that.
Lenny? Yeah.
Lenny DiCaprio.
Lenny DiCaprio. There's a guy who looks just like him.
Okay.
A guy who lives here in the D.C. metro area, and he works at a coffee store at Tyson's Corner.
Cool.
A big affluent shopping mall.
Yeah.
Let's call him now and know the man's name is not Jim McClure. Jim McClure, of course, thinks he looks like Nicolas Cage.
Yes, yeah. And now he's moving that into Leonardo DiCaprio. And the chicks are going wild. He sasses that.
I was reminded today that Big Gum Jim has a birthday coming up.
Oh, boy. Oh,
and that last year he got a special treat on his birthday, and he was wondering if he could have the same. Yes, hello, is this the Java place?
Yes, it is.
Hey, hi, this is Don and Mike, and we're doing our show right now.
How you doing today? How's business today?
Oh, very good, thank you.
Hey, listen, we're looking for this guy who looks like Len DiCaprio.
He is not working today.
Excuse me, Leo DiCaprio.
Right.
Leonardo.
Right.
Leonardo.
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 Donatello.
He's not there, right?
He's not there today.
Have you worked with him before?
Oh, yeah.
Does he look like the Titanic boy?
Yeah, he does.
The pretty boy?
Yeah.
Do all the ladies that come through the coffee store, do they all swoon over him?
At least the 12-year-old girls do.
Really?
Oh. Really? Is he interested in the 12-year-old girls?
I don't think so.
Oh, good.
I don't think his girlfriend would be real happy with that either.
Oh, he has a girlfriend?
Yeah.
How much like Leonardo DiCaprio does he look? I mean, is he? If you saw him walking in the mall, would you think, hey, there's a guy who looks like Titanic Boy, or would you say, Titanic Boy, it's you?
No, he looks like Titanic Boy, but he's 6'5".
Oh, so that was because Leonardo DiCaprio's a little pipsqueak. He's a little short guy.
Yeah, all the Hollywood people are pretty small. Yeah.
Do people ever come into your coffee shop and think that perhaps the Titanic Boy is serving them their Java?
Yes.
They do, really?
They do.
So he's 6'2". Has he thought about having himself shortened?
I don't think that would be a good idea.
All right.
I could handle that.
Don Geronimo, Civil War surgeon, could take the little saw to him and he'd be, you know, the proper height.
Well, I'll let him know.
Has your coffee shop tried to capitalize on this?
No, actually we haven't. We haven't tried to.
You think it might be a good idea?
I don't know.
You don't have any signs of saying Titanic Boy serves you your coffee?
No.
Have you ever thought about having him do it shirtless?
No.
Are you the coffee store at the bottom of the escalator on the left?
Yeah.
Right near the restaurant?
That's right. That's us.
Okay.
No.
All right, that's pretty, like, heavy traffic area, too.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Does he have lots of girls coming on to him?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Mmm.
Wow.
Mmm.
How about you?
No, not me. I'm a married woman.
You're a married woman, but, I mean, do you think maybe wouldn't this be exciting?
No.
No?
Do you ever look at him when he's grinding beans?
No.
Does he whip up those fancy coffees, like with the milk on top?
Yeah, he does those.
Oh, does he steam the milk?
Yes, he does.
Does he brew a mean latte?
He sure does.
Oh, dreamy.
You have to come in and find out.
Really? What's your biggest seller there?
Lattes and mochas.
Lattes and mochas.
Steam my milk, Titanic Boy.
Tell him that.
Maybe we could run over this. Is he working tonight?
No, he's not.
Well, listen, tell him we called. And we'd love for him to call our show sometime.
Okay.
We'd love to get him down here and give him the old hairy eyeball, see what he looks like.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. All right. Thanks. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Yeah, now, who knows? We haven't given away that present that we're trying to give away. Maybe we can give that to him.
I don't think he needs that. Not with his face. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, this is Stephanie. We want to go to intercourse.
Oh, are you married, Stephanie?
Yeah.
All right.
Where are you from, Steph?
Well, I'm from Pennsylvania, actually.
You're from where?
I am from Pennsylvania, actually, but we live in Maryland now.
Oh, good, good.
And, you know, I've always told my husband that Virginia is for lovers, but Pennsylvania has intercourse.
That's very good. Is that your husband laughing in the background?
Yes, it is.
Wonderful.
So you have run this whole story by him?
Oh, he actually ran it by me.
Oh, good.
And you sound pretty charged up about it.
Would you like to join us?
Check?
What?
Would you like to join us for the most memorable Valentine's Day ever?
Yes, we would.
Tell me, just real fast, let me give you the standard quiz. What do you think is involved on the trip to intercourse next Friday?
Well, intercourse?
Yeah, but give us a little more detail. What do you think? What is your idea of this this little jaunt up to intercourse, Pennsylvania?
Well, a whole bunch of horny couples get on this bus. Maybe it'll be some alcohol. And we get up there, and a whole bunch of horny couples get off the bus and go into hotel rooms and have sex, and then they get back on the bus.
There you go.
Well, is she right? Yes, Bob Barker. We'll give it to her. Technically, I mean, you know, I don't know about if there's going to be anything happening on the bus on the way up there.
That's right.
But, you know, everything else sounded pretty right on.
She's got the concept.
Maybe if we pass through Bird in Hand, you know, maybe some action going on.
Love those Pennsylvania cities.
Yeah.
Who is the celebrity that each of you think you most resemble?
Oh, my husband thinks that I'm a cross between... Helen Hunt and that girl from Friends with the long hair.
Yeah, baby. Which one? The one with the big boobs or the one that's having a baby?
I definitely have the boobs, yeah.
Oh you do? Yeah. Do you have Jennifer Aniston boobs?
I did, but I had a breast reduction.
Well, you did. A reduction. Bravo.
And isn't that generally, you know, like when you're calling a certain sexual act a Monica now? And she plays Monica on Friends. Generally, if you want to compare a pair of breasts, you would say, isn't that what you would hold up as... The example?
Rachel is who she plays on.
Oh, right.
That's Rachel's breast.
Monica
is
Courtney Cox?
Is Courtney Cox.
Right. Yeah. Right. Okay, my bad.
But she's got a... Well, Courtney Cox is a little too thin.
I'm no friend of Friends, but I am a friend of Jennifer Aniston.
Aniston, so you would call them Jennifer's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you call, you know, hey, Jennifer, you know, hey, nice Jennifer's. I wonder if she'd be interested in a Monica.
Yeah. And what
is... My husband resembles who's that guy? What's that?
Huh? Who?
He's trying to think.
Tell me, I have a 4-hour radio show to do.
Rick Moranis.
Rick Moranis.
Oh yeah,
Rick Moranis.
I don't know who that is, but he said a good-looking one.
Oh yeah, Rick Moranis is a very handsome man. You're on the bus. Both of you kids on the bus.
What time does it leave?
Hold on, one of our representatives will tell you about that. Now listen, you got to
one of our representatives.
You got to be ready to block out the whole day next Friday.
Okay.
Okay.
You hold on and talk to one of our travel agents.
Hold on. Dallas, before we break, you want to talk to a lady who saw the Titanic boy yesterday?
Yes, that's a great idea.
She saw him at the coffee shop. Hello, is this Teresa?
Yes, it is.
So did you check him out?
Oh, my gosh. Actually, I was in line, and there was this really tall guy in front of me, and I saw his profile, and I knew immediately he looked like Leonardo DiCaprio.
Did you swoon?
It stopped my heart.
Mm-hmm. Really?
But, yeah.
I would, you know, I'm picturing Leonardo DiCaprio 6'2". Did he look a little geeky?
No.
No.
Very nice.
Oh, boy.
Very nice.
Ladies love that Titanic boy, for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, and along with the height, too.
Really? Did he have the greasy hair like Titanic boy has?
A little bit, yes.
Did you linger? Did you spend more time in the coffee shop than you normally would?
Yes, and you know, it was really more observing the people around us.
Mm-hmm.
We had a couple other ladies who walked in and were like, whoa.
Were all the ladies eyeing him up to?
Oh, yes.
You know, he could make some money right now. He could go out to, you know, be one of those lookalikes and go out there. That lasts usually about 4 weeks, but actually he could, you know, go out there, strike while the iron's hot.
Yeah. So to speak. He could get a lot of chicks.
Oh, absolutely. Oh,
he could bone a lot of chicks. So I'm, listen, I look much shorter in the movies.
There, that's the line.
Hello.
Hello.
Donna Mike Show. Hi.
Hi, guys.
Hello.
I just wanted to tell you, I've seen 3 movies, The Titanic, The As Good As It Gets, and Good Will Hunting. And you know what? Titanic was the best.
Well,
and
you're an idiot.
No, she's not.
What do you want me to say?
No, she's not an idiot.
Was such a disappointment.
She is not an idiot. Stop that.
Listen, I just... Mike, I got Tourette's, okay?
That's just got to spewed out, right?
I think it's time that I announce that now.
Just an idiot.
Hello, everybody. Anybody know Buzz?
Yes.
You haven't seen it, have you?
No.
Nah. And my man, Buzz Burbank. My man. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike, Radio Gods. How you doing?
Listen, I've said all along, doing great. I'm in the minority. Everybody loves the movie except me.
No. Well, that's
everybody.
Very nice of you to say that. That's very
everybody
nice of you to
is
say.
Wrong.
You'd love it.
Well, I haven't seen it either. I don't think I'm
saying that, you know, if we erased your editorial stance, which I know is very important to you.
I hate history.
If you took that away, because now I know there's absolutely no way, under any circumstances, that we could force you down, and even if you did like the movie, you would never say you liked the movie.
That, I might, but I would never see it.
You take that away, you see, there's no, if there was none of all this and all this discussion about it, and you went to see it, I'm telling you, I would come in like on a Monday and I would say, you'll like this movie, like you do with me, like you told me that I would like that movie As Good As It Gets.
But that's a good movie, Mike. And listen, let me clarify just my personal taste on history.
Yes.
I think I've said this before. My theory is I like history that started around the time I was born.
Mm-hmm.
So, like the Apollo astronauts, hey, that's cool history, man. That's going into space.
You like history that maybe involves mourning, like what happened in the morning. That's the kind of history.
Oh, you like Apocalypse Now?
No, like what you had for breakfast in the morning. That's your kind of history. That's how far you don't.
Oh,
like
yes,
to look
I got
back.
You. Okay, right.
You don't like
you.
To look back too
okay.
far.
I was thinking, you know, napalm. I love the smell of napalm in the morning.
I saw him interviewed the other night by Tom Snyder, Robert Duvall.
I hate seeing him on every Tom, Dick, and Harry show because he's got a movie to promote. He's going to be on Regis tomorrow.
That's another movie that looks really good. Oh, the Apostle.
Yeah, it looks all right. If you like serious movies.
I just thought I'd pile on a little bit. You know, while we're talking about movies you would probably hate that I would like, I thought I'd throw that one in there because that's one I want to go see. But it's not anywhere. It's not in any theaters. You can't see it right now.
When is the next Tom Arnold movie coming out? He would have been great in Titanic.
Tom Arnold.
Wearing the outfit he had on in The Stupids. That hat.
Some guy with a gun at his head. Get in the lifeboat.
Hello, sir. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Don and Mike, Radio God.
Yes, hi. Thanks for waiting.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing great.
Hey, I would love to go to intercourse.
You would?
Yes, sir.
Are you legally married?
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. Have you run this by your wife?
Yeah.
Is she there with you?
No, she's not.
That's all we require is that both people get on the telephone together to tell us that they both are really into it.
Really?
Really.
Yeah. Well, I've been listening. I've only heard you have like a couple people with their spouse right there.
Yeah, but usually it's the woman calling.
Right.
See, we call us silly, but we trust women more than men.
Mm-hmm. Right, okay.
Okay? So, like, if a woman calls and says, yes, my husband has told me that we're going to go up and have intercourse on the show, then we would tend to believe the couple. Not that we don't believe you, we just need to hear it from your wife.
So usually the way it works is we either get a call from a woman or we get a call from the couple. We don't really entertain the calls from guys because, you know, guys, as everyone knows, are dogs.
And a lot of times we do stuff like this, and at the last minute, a guy will call us and say, oh, listen, my wife didn't totally understand what was going on until we got in the car to come down to your show.
Exactly.
Gotcha.
Okay, so please,
no problem.
Listen, we got 17 couples still to go. We got plenty of room. Call us back.
We want to try to avoid, like, couples coming down to the bus and we have that Ally McBeal look on the woman's face.
Okay. I'll get her to call you.
Oh, she would have been great in Titanic. I'd pay to see her drown. Ally McBeal.
Now, that we agree on. We hate Ally McBeal.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello, Don.
Yes.
You, if memory serves correct, you used to like a movies a year or so ago. Let me think if I can remember the name. You thought it was going to be top dog movie, The Flintstones.
I loved it. I thought it was.
No.
I
and
thought
you don't
it was
like the Titanic. Maybe the Titanic is slightly over your head.
Oh, listen to this now. Now you've done it.
Smart guy. Listen, you have to be smart to like Titanic. I got better things to do with my time. Like the TV Guide crossword puzzle.
Yeah.
God damn, that's tough, man. It takes me 3 hours a week to get through that.
But that bam bam. Now there's.
Now listen, hold on a second.
Short, not tall.
Now this is a guy that's obviously taking issue with your attack of Titanic.
Right.
Slightly attacked.
Well, go ahead. Be perturbed. I think you're an idiot.
That's fine.
That is
an idiot. I'm an idiot, but you thought the Flintstones was going to be an Academy Award winner.
No. Never said that. Hold on. I never said that. I never said the argument about the Flintstones was, first off, would it be a good movie? And second, would it make $100 million? All right, you can debate if it was a good movie or not, but it did make $100 million.
It was a blockbuster.
And it was, in my opinion, very true to the cartoon.
Yep. I grant you that.
That was a long time ago, too. You know, things change. If you want to hold us to everything we say like 10 years ago, we have to also remember that Rosie O'Donnell was in that movie. And if that movie came out today, there would be a totally different perspective on
that. Well, she couldn't play it. She weighed like 100 pounds less when that movie was made.
Right.
And even then, she was a fat Betty.
She was so hot in that movie, Exit to Eden.
Oh, were they strapped her into that stuff? So listen, don't be upset by what I say. Listen, you should not even react.
I'm not upset.
You should not react to what I say. You should just not call.
Okay.
Because you're an idiot.
I promise to never call again as long as the Flintstones doesn't make the top 10.
The Flintstones did make the top ten. The Flintstones was one of the top ten money-making movies of 1990, whatever year it came out.
Now, what is your passion, sir? Is this positive passion for Titanic, or is this more negative passion for the Flintstones?
No, I think Don has a slight pattern about his movies that he likes and doesn't like.
Sure.
Yes, right. I'm right.
Have any kind of...
And you're an idiot.
You won't like them.
Right. If it's an intellectual movie, I don't want to see it, man. I hated going to high school.
There you go. Now you've enlightened everyone about your choice in movies, and that's
right. I'm right.
That was my ultimate goal.
You're the idiot.
That's that Tourette's problem again.
We'll have to disagree to agree and et cetera, whatever.
No, it's agree to disagree, but that was probably over your head.
Agree to that.
I know more about movies than you'll ever know. Let me ask you this. Have you ever been cut out of a major movie?
Yeah.
Have you, son?
Does that include getting up to the line and then not having any tickets left?
Have you ever been involved in the production of a major motion picture?
Good argument.
Have you ever been called by a Hollywood star who has said to you, you've got a clever show?
I've been called.
And then he says, come be in my movie. And then the son of a bitch cut you out.
Let it go, man.
Has that ever happened to you? That happened to me.
I know, but you made it on TV.
No, we didn't make it on TV.
We failed miserably.
We've always failed on television.
You had your cameo spot on
Babylon 5.
There you go.
What are you, like a historian of the show?
Well,
you're just very into the show. Hey, listen, rent the Flintstones.
I only listen 3.5 to 5 hours a day.
Thank you. Have you ever watched the Flintstones movie?
No, I've never seen it.
Oh, there you go. I mean, you can't do that.
No. Oh, yes, you can, Michael.
That's
I know,
right, you can.
I know Titanic sex, and I haven't seen it.
Movies that you've never seen, right. I can certainly do that.
All right, thank you, my friend.
There you go.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, idiot.
Best thing about the Flintstones movie? Halle Berry.
No, the best part about that movie is the beginning, where they do it just like the cartoon, where Fred jumps out of the dinosaur and then does the with his big toes.
All I remember was Halle Berry crawling across Fred's desk. Remember when he gets the executive job?
I kind of remember that. I remember where they went bowling. It was just like on the cartoon, man. Just like it.
It's great.
Hello?
Hello?
You know, that was Spielberg. He tries to keep that quiet, but that was a Steven Spielberg movie.
Was that really a Spielberg show?
Yes, it was.
Flintstones?
Sure was. Hello?
Don?
Yeah, you'll hear him talk about Schindler's List and Amistad. You never hear him stand up and say, I was the man behind the Flintstones.
But if you ever go to his house, that's the first movie you're going to bring up to him.
I say, you're my genius, man.
The Flintstones, man.
I love it when the washing machine talked to Wilma.
I hate this job.
You know, it was the big elephant with the big...
You know, now I'm remembering at the beginning, he really does slide down the brontosaurus tail.
Yes,
right?
It's all done exactly like the cartoon.
And that's when you were standing up in the movie.
I loved it. I loved it. And at the end... When the girl comes out with the ribs and puts them on the tray on his car and his car tips over, they do that too.
They did it just like the opening of the cartoon show.
Fantastic.
Right.
It's much better than Titanic. Flintstones is a much better movie than Titanic.
You almost sold me on that.
Hello.
Dynamite?
Yes.
Hi, it's Vicki. How are you?
Just fine, thank you.
Listen, Don, I think I'm probably the only female on this earth that agrees with you. I have no desire to see Titanic.
Well,
I would like to point out, as I speak for the Titanic, I would like to point out...
On behalf of the Titanic,
which is paying me no salary whatsoever, that most of the calls that we have gotten in favor of that point, that they don't like the Titanic, have not seen the Titanic.
Yeah.
I just don't like lovey mushy stories. I like funny movies.
Now, what's your favorite movie?
Fast Times.
Pretty good.
All right, that's good.
Mm-hmm. Good old goofy movies. And I don't like Friends, and I don't like Ally McBeal.
What's your favorite Tom Arnold movie?
Don't have one. Sorry.
Oh, well.
Sorry.
Here you were, almost just an inch away from joining the club.
There you part ways.
That's right.
Joining the Don Geronimo Big Forehead Club.
Never seen a Tom Arnold movie.
Police. What about Big Bully?
I've watched Big Bully.
We got a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
My son, Pat, who I think is the real victim in this whole thing.
But, Coach...
Let me finish, Jeremy.
But Coach,
he's the victim in this.
Yeah, but...
Pat is the victim in this.
He's
now,
the victim, but if he would have abided by the rules, would he have been the victim? Would he still have his job?
I don't think I had any chance to abide by the rules.
Why not?
Let's get back to Pat, okay? Now, with Pat and our situation where it was, now we have to find another place. But again, before you interrupted me, and you have a real faculty for doing that.
Thank you.
No, I don't think it's anything to really be too proud of myself. I think when I talked about Pat...
Bob, you came here to do an interview. I'm asking you questions.
When I talked... Well, then let me finish the answer. Is that okay, Jeremy? Is that fair enough?
Please go right
ahead. Have I interrupted your questions yet?
Yes.
No, I haven't. You've interrupted my answers with your questions, and then I've tried to get back. So let me finish this. You got a long way to go to be as good as your dad. You better keep that in mind.
The Don and Mike Show.
They says bad language. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
It's DSL time, boys and girls. It's happy birthday time.
All right, who's the lucky birthday boy today, Don?
Well, it's Big Gum Jim.
There he is.
There he is. Hey, Big Gum Jim.
Hello.
Big Gum Jim, the first time I saw him, I knew that he'd be perfectly at home in a pair of overalls with no shirt on.
Yes, Norman Rockwell painting right here in our studio.
and a piece of straw between his teeth.
There he is.
That's the Big Gum Jim that I know and love. And you've worn that outfit for us before, haven't you?
I think it was a Halloween 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. Still have pictures of it, too.
And how old are you, Big Gum Jim?
26.
26 wow. Today. Happy birthday.
Thank
Happy
you.
Happy birthday, and now you're... Still hanging out at the station, and you play hockey, don't you, Big Gum?
Yes, I do.
Always tells me about his fights in hockey. Can you imagine this
really?
Guy getting into a hockey fight?
You don't look like you get into fights.
I'm just a big wimp, but every once in a while.
Yeah.
Have you picked up any other girls and told them that you were Nicolas Cage?
You totally blew my raft the last couple appearances we did. Yeah. I was out at a bar on Friday night. It's like 3 o'clock in the morning. I'm talking to somebody out here. Hey, you're the one who says you look like Nicolas Cage from the Don and Mike Show.
But one time you were able to parlay that, correct?
Oh, yeah, one time all the way. There's been several other times where it's at least got me in the door.
I don't think you could get a girl drunk enough that would think you were Nicolas Cage. I'd like to meet the one that thought you were Nicolas Cage.
I couldn't tell you her name, sorry. We'll ever meet her.
Did you get intimate with her, though?
Yeah, I don't think she really thought I was Nicolas Cage, but she just kind of enjoyed the thought that I looked like him.
Yeah. And aren't you back together with your girlfriend now?
No, we broke up.
Oh, you broke up again?
When did that happen?
Right after New Year's.
Oh.
Well, that didn't last long because you were parading her around. When was it, last fall when you guys got back together?
We got back together last fall right after one of the other Las Vegas-style shows.
What happened there, Jimmy?
Just weren't meant for each other, I think. Yeah.
I thought you guys were a cute couple.
Thank you. But
I thought I saw her really recently that you were with her.
Yeah, it's just like...
Wasn't it at our show in Annandale?
No, that was maybe somebody else.
Oh, all right.
Hmm.
Oh, okay, Stud. Sorry, Stud.
No, I don't know. I haven't seen her in like a month and a half now.
Oh.
I thought she was moving in with you or something.
No, we lived together at one point.
Right. So you have to earn your nudes on this show.
Yes.
So what happened?
I lived with her for a while.
What happened? Did you break up with her? Did she break
up with
you?
With her this time.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah.
What was the catalyst for that? I know you were just crazy in love with her for a while.
We went away to New Orleans for New Year's, and at 11:30, she threw a huge bitch fit, and we got in a big fight all night long. And I decided that night, I was like, you know what? This is the same stuff we went through before. Have to.
What did she throw
anymore.
The fit about? Or as you say, the bitch fit?
The bitch fit. I don't know where I get with the word. I'm sorry.
No, that's
because.
I can see you standing in the hallway like in your underwear. You're still doing that big bitch fit!
Big Gum Jim coming down on his woman.
No, she wanted to go to one balcony to watch the fireworks, and I wanted to go to a different one, and I never listened to her.
Oh, that dumb bitch fit. Oh, my. Okay, so and I guess you're very brave talking about her because she's back in Philadelphia. She's in Philadelphia.
Yeah, there you go.
All right. Hey, what was it that one day? Do you want to talk about that?
Yeah, sure.
All I know is that one day, what was it, Jim? It was something...
after the Las Vegas-style show in D.C.
Oh, yeah, there was a girl. Big Gum Jim, we had our Las Vegas-style show, I remember it now, down in D.C., and he ended up picking up a couple of girls from, where are they, from Roanoke or something like that?
Lynchburg.
From Lynchburg. And he ended
up
partying with them and driving around downtown with them and having a really...
You know, it was even worse than that. We were trying to leave... We were hanging out at the bar partying, and we were going to go back to my place, me and her two friends.
Didn't one of them lose her car?
We would get out, and I said, all right, where'd you guys park? Oh, in a parking garage right down the street. This is the first time I've ever been to D.C. from Lynchburg, which meant, no lie, hours plus walking around from parking garage to parking garage.
Which meant they were putty in your hands.
I'll get back. I said, just go. Leave me alone.
Well, listen, all I know is that when we got to work the next day, there was a fax from a girl. She said, hey, I'm a girl that met Big Dumb Jim last night. He's a wonderful man. I think I might love him and all this other stuff. Wow. Please call me. So
I was walking around and I said, hey, got something on you today, buddy. You know, you're going to be on the show today. But it was the same day that he got back together with his girlfriend.
Oh. Yep. That morning I got back together with my girlfriend.
So, I came around the corner and Big Gum Jim was the first guy that I saw and I said, hey, buddy, you bad boy. We're gonna. And he comes around the corner. And he goes, no, no. And he gives me the
an A on the.
And he starts doing mime. He goes, and she's. So we had a great day of fun that we could have had at the expense of Big. I mean, you know,
that was the day that Don and I bonded as males when he let me off the hook.
If you do that, if you're that demonstrative, he will honor that.
Yeah.
Most times.
Yeah, but I know that I still owe him one.
But now she's history. So that girl's out of your life?
She's out.
So you're a single, successful guy.
Oh, I'm single anyway.
All right, well, let's meet two lovely girls. We're going to help you celebrate your birthday today.
Yes, oh, thank you. Happy 26th. Let's bring the ladies in for you right now.
These are Dream Girls, international male and female dancers. Highly rated. Hi, girls.
Hi there.
Prompt, reliable service.
Yes.
Parties. 1 to 3 girl toy shows.
Toy shows?
Toys. What toys do you play with? What, like Tickle Me Elmo?
Yeah. We do.
Yeah. Sing and Snore Ernie. Day.
And also,
yes,
private viewings. Call Angel 703-893-7111.
Hi, girl number one, what is your name?
Monique.
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 And girl number two?
Vanity.
Vanity. Vanity is all I have to say. Brown sugar.
Yeah.
How come you taste so good? Oh, it is a salty urban mix for Big Gum Jim today.
All right. And is that the Mayflower Madam back there that we have in the back of the... Yes. Hi there. How are you?
Hi.
Any music, ladies? Did you bring any music today? Or
they brought a CD.
Oh, a CD. Very good.
I got you. Charlie, can you crank up that speaker so we can hear it? And Jim, we know when you're making out with a chick, you love AC/DC.
AC/DC.
My fave.
All right, ladies, can you hear the music okay?
So what's happening now is that Big Gum Jim is sitting in our guest chair, and the two girls are standing up by him.
Don, I believe they have some sort of lotion that they've gotten out here.
Oh, my. No, Jim. Right. Jim, you're going to have to talk us through the... Uh-oh, here comes the sweater off. Big Gum Jim's taking his sweater off.
Wow.
Oh, gosh.
Vanity's got quite a little outfit on there.
Yeah, baby.
All right.
What are you doing there, Jim?
You're already going too far. The other shirt's coming off now.
Oh, we don't need to see this.
Who wants to see Big Gum Jim without his shirt on?
You certainly don't.
Now, girls,
howdy, Farmer.
Girls, what are you doing?
I'm too embarrassed. I'm getting a great back rub.
Yeah, let me talk to one of the girls. Exactly what are you doing?
We're putting some massage oil on his back.
Does he have a hairy back?
No, very sexy.
Got any pimples back there?
No, either.
No pimples.
Oh, this is gross. This is, I tell you, watching Jim. Not you ladies, but just Jim.
They're like pouring this stuff all over his...
My goodness.
Slightly hairy chest.
You know, Jim, it's amazing that a guy as skinny as you can have so little muscle tone.
He's fat for a skinny guy, isn't he?
And we'd like to point out now that Mr. Burbank in the other studio has created his own mood lighting.
Oh, he always does that.
Yes, he does.
Makes it like Playboy after dark.
All right.
So now, the girls are still...
What instructions did they just give you, Jim?
Oh, nothing yet. Just to lay back and enjoy myself.
Oh, my. There's
something else.
Now, what is this?
Something in a jar.
Is this the leather hood?
What do we have here?
What is that?
Kama Sutra.
It's edible, they're saying.
Dusting.
It's incredible. What is it? What is it?
Edible.
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 Oh, I said it's edible.
Edible. Oh,
my.
Big Gum Jim.
What is that? Is that Crisco?
I'd like to point out that right now, the only person with his or her shirt off is Big Gum Jim.
Yes, that's very, very right. Frustrating.
Oh, well, that's been alleviated.
Way to go. That was good prompting.
Hello,
way
mother.
Oh, my.
Oh, now, what are they doing?
Oh, they're being naughty.
They are... Uh-oh. Oh, I see what they're doing. They are Oh. Hey, we need to microphone that, please, Jim. Can you get the microphone? Can you describe what you're doing?
Oh, something along the lines of...
Hey, they're using powder.
Lots of powder.
It's powder.
Now, what have they done? They have put some sort of creamy substance on their...
Yes, on those
it's
things.
It's more like powder, Don. Is it confectioner's sugar or something
like
that?
Baby powder?
It's an edible powder.
It's an edible powder.
I'm supposed to be eating it off the
desk. Kama Sutra massage.
Not goodies,
powder.
Huh?
Let me see what this is.
Goodies headache powder.
And it's scented.
Oh, yeah.
Can you smell it over there?
No, but I heard Mike choking on it.
Oh, no. Oh, Jim. Oh, Jim.
Oh, my. Watch out, Jim.
Oh, Jim.
Indulge yourself.
Oh, Mommy.
Oh, Mommy.
It is someone you love with this soothing, sensual, 100% natural Jim. Pleasure.
Now, hold on. Jim's getting more instructions from the girls now, from the two topless girls who have this.
If you want to ask me to taste the sugar.
It's created from pure honey, Don.
Go ahead. Uh-oh.
Oh, my.
Oh,
Jim. Jim is really enjoying himself right now.
It's a nice cake.
Oh, my God.
Each birthday cake.
Oh, better than cake.
Oh, let me get you some more music going here.
Oh, absolutely.
Turn the lights down a little bit.
That's a traffic music. Everybody can get turned on to that. Oh, yeah. Brown sugar.
Oh, yeah.
And now there are two topless girls, and they are...
Look at Jim. Look at Jim. Howdy.
They are straddling Big Gum Jim as they rub him down. Hey, and Jim, wouldn't it be funny now if we said, Jim, as a birthday surprise, we flew her in from Philly.
Here she is, your girlfriend.
Yeah!
Congratulations.
So they're just, they're rubbing.
Look at how ready he is. Look at how ready he is. So you're telling you there's still a chance with you and the girlfriend, huh? All right.
Oh, now, girls, what are you doing there? Bueno, warm. Oh, my.
Oh, yeah, that's okay. Now, she's getting, now, Vanity, were you getting a little coaching from the corner over there?
A gym?
Huh?
What did you see his tongue?
Yeah. I have to lick it off, they said.
Here's edible powder.
Tastes like sugar.
Oh, my, my.
Tastes like sugar. All right, listen.
Made out of honey.
I'm halfway between being turned on and being repulsed at the same time.
Yes, it is quite a little balance there. It's you know, the fact of, yeah, the two girls are fine. It's just Jim being in the middle. That's
kind of like to lick the sugar off of each other.
Listen to this. Now he's got, you're very comfortable with this, aren't you?
Right,
you
now,
actually,
yeah.
This never phases you. I remember the first time we brought you in here for a two girls show, and you were very wide eyed.
Look at him sitting there with his shirt off, two topless girls sitting right by
him. Oh, my.
Bueno, our booster. Oh, real bueno arbusto.
Oh, my.
And
my, and
bueno arbusto.
Oh, happy birthday.
Oh, my God.
To you.
Oh, my God, Jim. Oh, Jim, bueno arbusto.
Look at you. Is this the best birthday you've ever had?
Since last year, this is the best.
Last year.
Wow.
Oh, Big Gum Jim. Oh, my God. The girls are now naked.
Yes.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are.
The girls are naked, and they're very comfortable with... Uh-oh. Jim, what... Okay.
I am up here.
All right, I see.
You know, the only thing that's making me look away occasionally is you, Jim. That's the only thing that's making me look away.
Well, bueno arbusto to everybody.
Bueno arbusto.
Bueno arbusto.
All right, is that it? No finale?
I think that it... I think
joyeux anniversaire.
What was that?
Pardon me?
Joyeux anniversaire.
What can you speak English?
What did that? Can you translate that for
what
us?
What does
that mean? This means happy birthday in French.
Happy birthday in French.
Oui, oui.
Yes, oui, oui.
Oui, oui.
Nice bush.
Happy birthday to Big Gum Jim.
Yes, another year, Jim. Another year. May you have many more.
How old are you now?
26.
All right.
26 years young.
And Jim, what is that name of that girlfriend? What's her first name?
Who?
Your ex-girl?
Allison.
Allison, right. Okay.
Allison. I'm sure she'd be wishing you a happy birthday if she was here right
I'm
now.
I'm sure
absolutely.
All her friends will give her the good news.
All right.
Well, she's history, right? She's in your rearview mirror.
And ladies, how would Jim rate as a subject for your activities today?
Very good.
Very good.
Very good.
All right. Yes.
Very good. Was he good doing the job that
very
you asked
funny,
him to?
Very yes. Very happy.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
And then, you know, the girl on your right is continuing to rub your chest as we speak, Jim.
Yeah, it's like you're waiting for a genie to come out or something like that.
We want to thank Dream Girls.
Yeah.
Yes, we do.
International female dancers, parties, girls with toys,
mm-hmm.
private viewings. Call Angel in 703-893-7111.
A round of applause for our ladies.
Yeah.
Thank you, ladies.
Yeah, baby.
All right.
Yeah, baby.
Fantastic. Yes, put your oils and your powders and everything.
It's worthwhile coming to work on a good look at Tuesday.
That's for sure, Don. It kind of spices up the dreary month of February.
It's Bueno Arbusto Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
And happy birthday to Big Gum Jim.
Wow. Yeah.
You still have that edible powder all over your face, Jim.
Wow. I've never seen the powder before, Jim. It was a nice treat.
Me either.
Oh, wow.
I just was waiting while the girls put their clothes back on.
Sure. Yeah, we always like to linger a little bit here and just.
We don't have to do a commercial set yet.
No, there's no hurry.
No, we can wait a second. Just wait a second. I got a 4-hour show. Oh, Buzz, you got a show in front of you right now.
Yes, you do. Vanity, why don't you wave at Buzz? He's right in back of you there. Just take a wave there.
See, Buzz is the guy in the window behind you.
There you go.
How you doing? Mm-hmm.
See, you're Harry Valentine there. Wait a minute, boost them. Hey, those shows get.
I think that was a Harry Valentine.
Those shows get crazier and crazier.
They certainly do.
All
sorts of new products that you see. I wonder if you'll see that on your grocery store shelf anytime soon.
Those girls put on a good show.
Yes, they do. And it's, I think, is that the powder that I'm smelling? That lovely little scent there.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you'll smell like that, Jim.
All right. Oh, yes. Bueno Arbusto.
The smell that says.
Tastes good?
Oh, yeah.
Delicious.
Tastes good.
Fantastic.
Can I have more, Mom? Thank you, ladies. Thank you both.
There they go.
Bye-bye. Very nicely.
Thank you, ladies.
And happy birthday to Big Gum Jim.
Yeah.
Longtime friend of the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you all very much.
All right, get out of here.
Well, listen, hold on. Let me smell your fingers. No. Okay.
Bye, Jim. Well, limp on out of here.
Okay, bye-bye.
There he goes.
Wow.
My.
Okay.
It will fascinate you.
Yes, it will. Okay.
Woo!
Yeah, baby.
Been a while.
Yeah.
Been a while since we have one of those shows.
Hey, and Rob's got a birthday coming up in only 2 weeks, Mike.
Wow. Hallelujah.
All right, stay there. We'll be right back.